say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, for the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the Yorkers red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave? Oh, the land of the free. And the home of the
the most banned network in the world.
President Trump has fired the bat signal. Earlier today, he released a video on Twitter titled Fight for Trump to Save America and to Save the World. And literally, that's what's happening. I said on the night of the election, November 3rd, when they closed the doors, covered up the windows, claimed the counting stopped, that they were bringing in all those tens of millions of fake ballots that had been fraudulently filled out to stuff the ballot box and steal the election from the American people because all the previous coups had failed. And I said then, President Trump, you can't trust the courts, you can't trust the system. You've got to get behind the Resolute desk in the Oval Office and call out the Chi-Coms and call out Hollywood, who they own, and call on the American people by the tens of millions to peacefully rise up and occupy the capitals and occupy the swamp in Washington, D.C. Now, you supported the last few marches that were big, 500,000 here, a couple hundred thousand there in D.C. But now you've finally done the right thing and called on the American people yesterday to occupy D.C. coming up on January 6, 2021. And that is amazing. And everyone should be there. This is so historic. This is so critical. But beyond that, you've now got to give the Resolute desk speeches calling out the New World Order and totally leveling with the American people. It's the only shot we've got of stopping this electoral coup that is the biggest fraud ever seen in U.S. history. But regardless, you have fired the bat signal. We salute you. We thank you for your courage. And here is the video that President Trump tweeted. I hope everyone shares it, and I hope everyone responds to this emergency call. message is not for our regular listeners who are informed and understand about the value of essential vitamins and minerals, meaning if you don't have them, you die long term. It's for new listeners. The power structure works around the clock to try to debilitate you and try to make you sickly. Please research, because this is life and death. Vitamins that are essential and minerals that are essential. Just type that into a search engine. You will see the top universities, CDC, all of them telling you this. But you won't see this on the nightly news, because they don't want you at the big pharma companies to understand how to protect yourself to a great extent from what's going on in the world on a routine basis. We now have back in stock Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 with vitamin K for your body's immune system, back in stock, sold out for months. It is essential, it is vital, and it is 50% off, so you have no excuse but to get it for yourself and your family. Winter Sun, back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
December 22nd, 2020. This is the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Owen Schroyer here with you, back in the host seat of the War Room and back in the host seat in general, as I am returning from hosting the Alex Jones Show today. Here's the deal. Usually about around the fourth hour of me being live on air, I tend to get a little aggressive, sometimes regrettably, and I'm really pissed off right now. So I'm going to open up the phone lines and put the burden on you, the caller, to keep me sane today. May not be possible. And so we're going to dedicate the whole show to your calls. The number to dial in, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. Specifically, how insulted, how angry are you at this stimulus bill? And what excuse do we give Trump if he signs it? And how confident are you that President Trump will be president for four more years? How mad are you at the stimulus bill? How confident are you that Trump will be president for another 4 years? You know, the crew just, I guess somebody found this today and the crew put it on my desk. Oh boy, this is the last thing I needed to see right now. President Trump, but at the time he was just citizen Donald Trump, American, tweeted out on January 16th, 2014, "I hope we never find life on another planet, because if we do, there's no doubt that the United States will start sending them money." Huh. And yet, his pen may just do that in the coming days. Here's the deal. It's time for we the people to have a real hard and honest look at reality. And I understand why people don't want to do it. Our politicians are fake. Our media is fake. Our money is fake. And now we fake pandemics. We fake wars. We fake everything. We fake it all. And I'm just real blackpilled right now, because it's just ridiculous. I don't know how much more I can take of this, quite frankly. I don't know how Alex Jones has done this for 25 years. Because I'm to a point where if Trump doesn't do what he needs to do, I don't know if I can ever put faith in any politician ever again. And quite frankly, I just don't know if I can do politics. Because it's all a big joke. It's all a big sham. None of them care about you. They're all criminals. And so why be a part of the division? Why have people affiliate me with some political movement that screws me over just as hard as anybody else? And I don't want to come at today's broadcast with this negative attitude, because there could still be light at the end of the tunnel, and I do still have hope, and I'm not a pessimistic person. I just live in reality, and I'm not going to sell you anything short of reality. This country is up you-know-what creek without a paddle. And Nadler's got diarrhea. So there's a massive current coming. And it's just an insult that everything's so fake and we just sit here and take it. The fake media, the fake elections, the fake money. They just print billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars. We have Americans dying in the streets every day from hunger and poverty. I'm not some bleeding heart liberal, but you're going to give hundreds of billions of dollars to foreign nations and I can't even feed the guy down the street? No. No. No, no, no. So we better take a long, hard look at the situation here. And this is why I'm saying it's like, if we don't get Trump in, it's like, I don't even know if I can do politics. It's not that I wouldn't still go on air and do broadcasts, but these issues are not political in nature. They're criminal. They're anti-human. They're deception. It should be the enemy of every man, woman, and child. Forget about your political affiliation. And so when you see both sides of Congress lining up to pork us and bend us over and cornhole us like there's no tomorrow, you get a little pessimistic. You get a little fed up. And I'm just at a wit's end with this crap. They're all a joke. And I mean, even Josh Hawley, who I think the world of, signs this stimulus bill and says, well, the Americans need the money. I'm not trying to discount what $600 what might do for some people, but give me a break. When you're giving hundreds of billions to other countries, including gender studies in Pakistan, I'm done with you. I'm done with all of you. You all suck. You can all go straight to hell or jail. I have no patience for any of your garbage. And I'm not going to sit here and take anything you ever say seriously again. So, yeah, it kind of hurts. It kind of hurts that everything's fake and we just have to sit here and take it. And so, in this moment right now, I'm just looking at a potential pivot here, because I can't sit here and fight the left all day long. There are slave factories in China. There are pedophile networks. I'm not even kidding you, folks. They were most likely cloning children to be raped and tortured and murdered in Jeffrey Epstein's New Mexico ranch. Say that, well, that sounds crazy. What do you think's going on? You don't know any answers. Have you seen the symbolism? Have you seen them, what they do on the internet with the dark web and selling kiddie porn? No, you probably haven't. So that's the problem. I know all of this is real. I know the pedophile networks are real. I know our currency is fake. I know our media is fake. I know they have slave camps in China. And I have to sit here and beg Trump or beg our Congress to stop the steal of our election that happened in broad daylight right in front of all of us? I feel like a joke. I'm not going to be a chump, okay? I'm not going to be chumped. My crew's not going to be chumped. I'm not going to have my audience chumped. So I also understand I'm going into my fourth hour of live broadcasting. And like I said, I tend to get fed up, pessimistic, black-pilled, and aggressive. So that's why I'm opening up the phone lines. I'm going to go write your calls in the next segment. 877-789-2539. But you have to understand, this is not a political statement. I hate politics. I hate all politicians. They can all go straight to hell as far as I'm concerned. They'd all stab us in the back and rape us if they could. China has slave factories that makes all of our goods. There's a pedophile network that kidnaps and tortures and rapes and kills children, okay? Our money is fake. Our media is fake. And they're about to make all of us slaves. Wake up!
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video, theresistance.video.
It's time to show them what a real alpha male looks like with one of our most powerful products ever made, Alpha Power. As you age, your body can lose testosterone over time. With the incredible ingredients in this formula, we can help you beat the test of time and assist in restoring that lost energy and mood that comes with time and age. Alpha Power's incredible ingredients can help you boost your sports performance or enhance your day-to-day life with ease while encouraging hormonal balance. Perfect by itself or with Super Male Vitality in the true Alpha Male Pack. Alpha Power can help boost performance, help maintain normal testosterone levels, support healthy cholesterol, and more. Let Alpha Power help bring you to the peak of your optimal health. Don't fall short on energy in the fight against tyranny. Show the world what a true alpha male looks like today with Alpha Power. Head to InfoWarsStore.com today.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force or actually carrying out force for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
Winter Sun has been sold out for months. It's now back in stock. It's the highest quality vitamin D3 you're going to find anywhere. You take it under the tongue for maximum absorption or just put it in your mouth and drink it down. It's absolutely an essential vitamin, meaning if you don't have it and you have a deficiency from it, you will die. The system doesn't want you to know this, and they don't want you to know that they've lowered the allowance of what they claim you need every day to a level that makes you very, very sickly and easy to control. But now we have Winter Sun with vitamin D3 and vitamin K that helps it upload better and is also excellent for your immune system at InfoWarsStore.com. Sold out for months. I'm still going to sell it at 50% off because everyone needs it. Get it for yourself. Get it for your husband, your wife, your children, your neighbors, especially folks that work indoors and don't get any sun. It's absolutely critical to get your Winter Sun now available again at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com is back in stock.
Merry Christmas.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
You're in the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We are broadcasting live to band.video. Remember, folks, do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep me on air, please. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Keep InfoWars afloat and in orbit. And by the way, the Christmas Super Sale is live, and we have new sales as well. We have some New Year's sales combined with the Christmas sale. Some New Year's packages for you at InfoWarsStore.com. Don't forget about Winter Sun Plus, back in stock, 50% off. DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off. And it's all at InfoWarsStore.com. The Christmas Super Sale. Merry Christmas from all of us at InfoWars to you out there in the audience. All right, I'm about to go to your phone calls, but boy, you know, I don't want to. Oh, man. All this talk about Trump running again in 2024, I kind of want to add this into the equation. Would you vote for Trump again in 2024? I don't know if I would, quite frankly. You asked me today, I'd say no. And that's just because I'm consistent. I said I'd give Trump 4 years. He can drain the swamp, or swamp can drain us. Which one's happened, folks? So I'm just, this stimulus bill and just all this crap, it's just, I'm fed up, man. We can't take this crap anymore, man. And so every politician hates you. Every politician screws you every way, which way they can. And nobody wants to stop it. So seems to be the case. And when I see this happening, it just puts me in a whole nother dark place. Stories at the Gateway Pundit. Black Lives Matter runs over with his car, runs him over, has to go to the ICU. So you'd think, well, equal justice here, right? Remember what happened to, what was the gentleman's name at Charlottesville? Fields, I think. I think it was Fields. But the guy from Charlottesville who ran over Heather Heyer, and she died, and Fields is facing years in jail. Well, you would think equal justice then, right? The Black Lives Matter guy that ran over the guy in the street, he'll be going to jail, right? Oh, no! No charges for Black Lives Matter. So I keep telling myself I'm not going to talk about this, but I mean, why not? They're still trying to put me in jail for 90 days for what I did to Nadler. It was a 60-second ordeal for them. 60 seconds. 60 seconds. 60 seconds. And they're trying to put me in jail for 90 days. A Black Lives Matter lunatic runs over a guy in the street and gets nothing. Nothing. So, I'm sorry. Here's what it is. There's not a judge. There is not a congressman. There's nobody. Nobody in this country with any power gives a damn about you. All of them are cowards. Every judge is a coward. Every politician is a coward. You're all cowards. You're all pathetic. You will save nothing. In fact, every single politician, you're all going to go on the ash heaps of American history. In fact, you may be responsible for its downfall. So all you judges are a joke. All you politicians are a joke. All of you. You're all a joke. And you know what? That goes for you police officers too. How do you like that? I'm done with all of you. You all suck. None of you are doing anything to save this country. And you think it's some sort of a big game that China has slaves, pedophiles run Hollywood, and you think this is some sort of a game. They just faked a pandemic and put you out of business for good. Are you having fun yet? They just gave hundreds of billions of dollars to foreign countries and called it your stimulus. Okay, see, this is what I knew was going to happen. So let me just go to the phone lines right now. Let's go to Ronald in Texas. Ronald, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Bro, man, you got me fired up, man. These people are wilded. How have we been putting up with this stuff for so long and people just walk around, watch football? Man, this crazy. This country's gone wild, bro.
I mean, yeah, I'm at a loss that there's not 100 million Americans, whether you think you're a conservative or a Democrat or anything else. Every American should be out in the streets screaming at this stimulus bill. This is an insult. You just got told your money's fake. Do you get that? You just got told you're worth nothing and that foreign governments run our government. Okay? So, but that's fine. Americans want to play games. They want to play Democrat and Republican. They all, everyone's going to be the hero with all the little trendy things, whether it's the election or this or that. No, you're going to lose everything.
Yeah, man, it's looking that way. I mean, it says in Revelation, eventually they're going to enslave all of humanity. So it's going to happen eventually. I can't believe it's going to be in our lifetime.
There is a girl in the Cayman Islands right now. Oh boy, there's an 18-year-old girl in the Cayman Islands, went to visit her boyfriend, broke quarantine. Oh, yeah. She's facing 4 months in jail. 4 months in jail for a human being walking outside. Wasn't sick. Nobody got sick. There's no pandemic. 4 months in jail. I mean, people need to wake the hell up, man. It's game over if they get away with all this. It's all happening right now. Forget about President Trump or President Biden. You're done. Your freedoms are done. Medical tyranny worldwide. No money for you, but for everybody else. Wake up, people. This is not an act.
No one wants to wake up, man. It's like that video of that 2-year-old kid being pulled out of an airplane and everyone just sitting there looking at your phones like, are you kidding me? No one stands up. Man.
Yeah, like, yeah. What the hell is that, man? Are people just, I mean, maybe that's what it is. People are actually already dead. I mean, we're actually living in the land of the zombies or like it's NPCs.
Zombie land, yeah.
Or I'm not even kidding. These people might even be clones, man. Like, we might actually have clones walking around. We just don't know it yet. And that's why they don't have a soul, because they're just not even people. They're clones. I'm not even joking. I mean, I can't figure it any other way. I mean, are they so bombed out of their heads on fluoride? I mean, what the hell?
Dude, I've asked two of my friends, yo, you going to take the vaccine? They're both like, yeah, I just want to go back to normal. I'm like, you don't understand. There's no normal after this.
But that's what it is. Oh, normal is now being a slave to medical tyranny. It's just whatever they tell you is normal.
Yeah, I can't believe it. I sent my sister's a nurse. I sent her that video of that nurse passing out. And she's just like, yeah, it happens sometimes when you take a shot. I'm like, are you kidding me? People are just asleep.
That's crazy, man. Anything else, Ronald?
Nah, man. I just wanted to vent, but yeah. It's wild world, clown world.
But isn't that, I mean, that is truly the short story of where we're at. This nurse claps her hands. Yay, I'm getting the vaccine. It's so great. Everybody cheers along. Then she takes the vaccine and keels over and passes out. Like, you are celebrating your slavery, woman. And that's all this is. We're all celebrating our slavery. Oh, it'll go back to normal. Oh, President Trump's going to win. Trust the plan. It's all set in stone. No, nothing is set in stone. You're losing everything.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Just in time for Christmas, one of our best sellers, sold out for months, is now back in stock, Living Defense. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a next level probiotic. It's not a bacteria that breeds in your gut. It's a whole bunch of known herbalist ingredients that are organic, that are documented historically to do amazing things for the health of your gut. What is in Living Defense? Back in stock, the ultimate stocking stuffer, the ultimate thing to put under the Christmas tree this year, and a great New Year's resolution as well. It's got the grapefruit seed extract. It's got the grapeseed extract. It's got organic black walnut leaf and stem. Then the regular black walnut when it's green from the hull, organic olive leaf, organic neem leaf, organic ginger root, and so much more. We're really proud of this formula. It's groundbreaking. It's been sold out for months. Back in stock. Natural Defense at InfoWarsStore.com. Makes a great stocking stuffer. Makes a great present. Makes a great present to yourself and your family. And it funds the InfoWar. So get your Living Defense now. 50% off with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com for Christmas and the New Year.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado. Thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine. And it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctor sells for like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in it, but it's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug. Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes because he's hidden it in plain view and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on Alex Jones' show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to the InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Give me liberty
or give me death.
This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
All right, three questions for the callers. Take your pick or answer all three if you're in the spirit. How do you feel about the stimulus bill? How confident are you Trump will get another 4 years? And would you vote for Trump again in 2024 if he didn't get back in the White House for another 4 years? Let's go to Chris in Pennsylvania. You're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead, Chris.
Owen, first thing I have to say is, you know, Congress, they don't represent the people. And, you know, they never have. And it's a shame what's happening because, I mean, I've been looking on social media and there's literally people are so desensitized. And people are so, I mean, they are so loony that they're literally arguing whether, $600 is nothing, or, you should be happy with $600, or other people that are just saying they're going to buy a PS5 with their $600. Like, these people don't understand. People are so desensitized. Like, that, a lot of people don't know, if they look back at history, for the littlest thing, I mean, if Americans even figured that a politician was a slimeball, they'd drag him out the office and take him down to the town square, And
people
don't even understand that. They don't know that because they were born in a desensitized manner. They don't look into history. I mean, people don't even understand, if anybody can watch, go on the TV, look up Hitler's Circle of Evil. I mean, the same exact thing that's happening here happened when Hitler rose to power. And, the normal common man doesn't even understand that.
I mean, well, it's like, it's this weird thing where it's like a video game world for people. Like, they just think it's like Grand Theft Auto or something. And like, you just go around and beat hookers or whatever. It's like, no. Our money is fake. Like, that's not a video game monopoly money. Like, they just give your money away. Like, I mean, believe me, I'm no government stimulus for anything, but it's like, if we're going to put $1 trillion out into the market, why are we giving it to foreign countries? Just give it to us.
That blew my mind. When I saw there was like $12 billion to Sudan, there was another one for performing arts centers. I'm like, why? Why are we doing this? People.
Congress got a raise and they got millions for new desk equipment.
And I never understood that either. How, if you had a normal job, it's like you're literally asking yourself if you want to raise. Of course they're going to do it. Of course they're going to take it. What we have to do, everybody has to be like, why don't we halt the politicians' pay until we get something changed? Because, there's no other way. There's no other way. Just like you would always say, we are getting closer and closer to the cusp. And, everybody knows what I'm talking about. But, it's getting there, man.
Well, but intellectually, that's what we have to ask ourselves. I mean, is this system even worth saving at this point?
Yeah. That is the question, man, because the normal layman, man, they just think everything's normal. Everything's fine. Oh, it's going to open right back up. It's like they're just laughing in our face, It's like,
maybe that's Trump. Maybe Trump's Machiavelli and he's just like, the system isn't worth saving. So I'm just going to break the system and then let the people just, do what they will. Because that's where we're at. I mean, this is a joke. This is a joke. Trump shouldn't have to fight for his record landslide election. Okay. We shouldn't have to sit here and be like, how come you guys gave us 5,000 pages to read in 2 hours before we signed a bill that gives hundreds of billions of dollars to other countries? What's going on here? It's like land of the retard.
I agree, man. And people, look, like I said, go back into history. 1776, and people revolted because of a minimal tax that is like the most conservative state has. Like the most conservative state in our country probably has the lowest tax rate. And people in 1776 revolted because of that low tax rate. I mean, we tripled, quadrupled the tax rate already. And people don't even understand that. People have to look at history, Owen. They got to look at history, man.
Meanwhile, this is just such a joke. You drive through any major city in America, the roads are a disaster. Homelessness everywhere, bridges falling apart, buildings abandoned and crumbling, and we give hundreds of billions of dollars to foreign nations that Americans couldn't find on a map and will never even visit in their lives. Unbelievable. Chris, thank you so much for the call. David in Nevada, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would say don't give in to learned helplessness. If you're familiar with that, the dog being electrocuted and just eventually just giving up. But I think the directive they have is just a race to inflate the dollar. It's kind of piggybacking on what the other caller was talking about.
Oh, yeah, well, there's no doubt we are in an economic war right now, and China is sinking our dollar and sinking it fast.
I mean, I guess maybe the good takeaway is that we kind of know how bad things are. But we still have serious problems. If I could share a story about my mother, she was actually almost sent to a COVID ward, and we were able to she was basically put in a hospital for a bad foot, and then towards the end they were trying to shuffle her into the ward and put her on an intubator. And what disturbed us was that the hospital wouldn't call us back for 2 weeks, not even the social worker who's supposed to be independent. So we went to the Department of Health and Human Services for our state and got a hold of the elder abuse advocate. And then that's really what set things in motion, where, you know, radio silence for 2 weeks and then to them calling in a panic every 15 minutes.
Well, yeah, that's the new thing. That's the new thing is as soon as you check in, you know, anybody into the hospital, it's theirs now. You don't get to see them. You don't get to know anything. It's just their body, their person. And it's, I mean, it's medical tyranny, man. It's medical tyranny. That's where we're at. Thanks for the call, David. Greg in Texas, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, how are you? I love you guys. You do a great job. I see you every day. I see other stuff on BitChute. Of course, the stimulus bill is not a stimulus for us. It's stimulus for everybody else. This is utterly ridiculous. But the bigger question is that Trump doesn't talk to us. And what does he expect us to do on January 6th when we show up? Now, I can't make it myself. I got friends here. I'm an ex-Army vet here. I got a business to operate, and I can't leave. But they're going to bring their toys. So I don't know what he's expecting to happen. But I don't see a peaceful protest happening. Lots of things happening. Additionally, he has not drained the swamp. I do not understand why not.
No, the swamp's draining us.
No kidding. I can tell you that the breaking point is coming close. You know this. I see you every day. And so the breaking point is coming, and the vets are going to rise up. Joe Blow citizen, he may or may not. I don't know. But all my friends, there's a lot of vets here in East Texas. They're going to take – the Constitution isn't going to matter to these guys. They're going to take the country back, and they're not going to leave any survivors. Everybody dies. That's I'm just saying, this is how it's going to go. And
liberty or death is not just some cliche. It's not just some saying. It's a way of life.
Right. We're going to take our freedoms back because it was taken from us. We're going to take it back. Give it to us, or we're going to take it from you and leave you on the ground. That's what's going to happen. And that's what is going to happen. Maybe people they have this fluffy feeling about, oh, it will somehow go away. It's not going away. It's not going to get any better. The central bank is the central problem of the big picture. Zionist banker Jews. That's my opinion. Now, I'm not talking about the regular Jews. I'm talking about the ones who own England, Rothschilds, and all those people. Giving money to Israel is a big mistake.
Yeah, but, and again, it just proves that it's not our currency. Our currency is fake. And look, I get why people don't want to admit this stuff, because that means you got to have to do something about it. And people don't want to do something about it. They still have got a nice pair of golf clubs. They got a nice house. They got a nice country club. They got a family. So I get it. You don't want to recognize this. You don't want to accept it, because then you know you have to do something. And so the easy way out is just say, oh, no, everything's fine. No, everything's not fine. It's not even close to fine. And so, you know, Greg, you make a great point, though. What does Trump expect people to do on January 6th? And why is Trump leading from behind? I mean, I'm at a loss, man. And believe me, I'm still a Trump supporter. I still believe he's going to make his final move. It's just a matter of what the hell.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link. TheResistance.video. TheResistance.video.
The year 2021 is almost here. And so we're launching our New Year's specials right now. We've got two different big sales. We've got Super Male Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12, part of the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack, 40% off. And we've got Bodies, Vaso Beats, and Knockout, part of the New Year's Resolution Revitalize Pack at 40% off. But if you get both of these packs together, they are 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. The best deal ever. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this. And you can't lose because it funds the InfoWar. Again, get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide at a time that it's more critical than ever. Again, the year 2021 is here, and I am committed to you to fight against the globalists harder than ever. So thank you so much for keeping InfoWars in the fight. Without your support, we couldn't do any of it.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Naturals line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Imagine a dystopic novel or a dystopic science fiction movie where if you've had a cold, you can be locked up in your home, you can be taken away, you can be forcibly inoculated with drugs that masquerade as vaccines that actually change your very DNA. Well, that's where we are in the year 2020. Global government, the United Nations, all these authoritarian groups admit they're doing it. They even admit that they're doing it for power and control, and that they're not even worried about COVID-19. That's what Klaus Schwab and others have said. Think about how insane that is. Oh, and big tech's got to track you. They've got to trace you. They've got to control you. You've got to have apps leave your house. Why? You've got to have secret police come disappear you because, my God, this thing has 0.1% chance of killing you if you're debilitated and have cancer or a heart attack. This is their takeover. Imagine on America's death certificate, killed by the fear of the common cold. Yeah, that's fear-mongering. That's mind control.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Sick and tired of Congress betraying us, and I'm sick and tired of terrorists known as the Democrat Party destroying our country. I'm going to go back to your phone calls here. You know, it's just ridiculous. You know, the crew was kind of joking in the break because, I mean, it's tough to, you know, do a plug when you're this upset and smoke's coming out of your ears. The crew was like, hey, do you need some Kavachil? I said, man, there is not enough Kavachil in the universe to calm me down. And they said, well, we should put that to the challenge. So maybe the crew will deliver me a bottle of Kavachil. I'll probably have to just down the whole thing. But hey, that's one of the great supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. And you know what? I can say whatever I want here because that's the beauty of InfoWars. It's all about free speech. Nobody gets censored here. Nobody's scared of their shadow here. Nobody censors themselves here. So that's why InfoWars is so unique. And we aren't beholden to any big pharma sponsors or soda sponsors or anything like that. Any big corporations? No. We are only beholden to you. And the fact that the phone lines don't stop ringing today means that this message is resonating. So continue to provide Alex Jones a platform, continue to provide me a platform, and continue to provide yourself a platform. Go do your shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I want to read something here. Now, this was just sent to me. So as far as the historical accuracy of this quote, I can't say for sure, but the notion of the quote is completely accurate. But apparently, this is a story about something Stalin did. And again, this was just sent to me. I've never done the historical reference point. It was just sent to me, but the story still rings true. Stalin once ripped all the feathers off a live chicken as a lesson to his followers. He then set the chicken on the floor a short distance away. The chicken was bloodied and suffering immensely. Yet, when Stalin began to toss some bits of wheat towards the chicken, it followed him around the room. He said to his followers, "This is how easy it is to govern stupid people. They will follow you no matter how much pain you cause them, as long as you throw them a little worthless treat once in a while." Boy, does that not sum it up completely. And so I'm the chicken that attacks Stalin until one of us is dead. Yeah, you just tortured me as an exercise of your strength. So I'm not going down easy, you son of a bitch. But that's what Congress just did to us. They ripped all of our feathers off. They tortured us. They left us bloody on the floor. And then they said, "Oh, I'm sorry. Here's a little stimulus. Here's a little grain of barley or wheat. Enjoy. Stupid slave. Stupid citizen." Makes me sick, man. Let's go back out to the phone lines. Let's go to Mark in Washington. Mark, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon, Owen. I'll answer your three questions and I'll make a comment. So, one, I'm utterly disgusted with the stimulus package, but it hasn't been signed by the president yet. Two,
he better not sign it, by the way. I don't care. I don't want to hear anything. He better not sign that thing. And I think he probably will. I mean, I would bet he will. But, I mean, just come on, man. Give us something. Let us know you're not dead, Trump.
Yeah, amen. Two, I'm guardedly optimistic that that Trump will be in. And three, if he doesn't get back into office, and that's because he hasn't, he refuses to do anything, then I won't vote for him. And then lastly, I've been a police officer for 23 years, and I know you're frustrated, but there's a lot of patriots out there like myself. I live in Eastern Washington, which is the conservative part of Washington State. I live in a very conservative county. We aren't enforcing any of the edicts that our Governor Inslee has came out with. I'm utterly disgusted with what happened down in Salem yesterday. But listen, that's a blue area, the progressive liberals. I'm not surprised. That would never happen in my county I work in, because we treat our citizens with respect and we're servants.
Now, I totally believe that, and I do think it's unfair when I attack the police like I do. I'm just responding to a stimuli. I can't help myself. But so let me ask you this, though. So what do we do about this situation now where and it's sadly, most police activity that you're going to see happens in these blue cities. That's because police in red cities or counties, just they'd rather leave you alone, from my experience, unless you're actually committing a crime. So what are we supposed to do about this two-tiered justice system where literally a liberal Democrat can get away with anything they want, murder? But if you're a Republican and you step on a crack, a judge, a jury, a police officer, a prosecutor is all coming after you to destroy your life.
Well, this is what it's going to come to, Owen, is if we do not take this country back by January 20th, it's going kinetic. And that's the way we have to take this country back. There's no more lying down. There's no more me being Mr. Nice Guy. Am I scared that this could happen? Yes. But I've got 2 5-year-old niece and nephew, a 13-year-old niece, and a 10-year-old nephew. And I want them to live in the country that provides them freedom. And if that means I have to lay down my life or my treasure, then I will do it, because I am not going to live under tyranny. I'm not going to allow this retard to get into office and tell me how to live. It's 1776 or death.
And by the way, I don't like talking like this, folks. I like to golf. I like to go to the gym. I like to go out to dinner with friends and family. I like to go on vacations. But it's all gone. Like, it's like we have a window of time that much, and then it's all gone. I can't even cherish it anymore.
That's right, Owen. Listen, at the end of the day, we're going to win. And just remember, you're not a pessimistic. You're a realist. You're a watchman on the wall. You have been called to tell people the truth. Listen, I have a brother I love dearly. I've been telling him this stuff for years. He's finally woke up. He texts me. He asks me questions. And where did I learn this stuff from? From Alex Jones and from Owen Schroyer. So don't give up, my friend. We're going to win this.
Well, thank you for that word of encouragement, Mark. And I mean, I believe in the American people. I believe in people in general. I believe in humanity. I believe in God. It's just like a fight or flight response that I'm having. And I'm not going to, you know, sugarcoat anything here or pretend like I'm in some happy-go-lucky mood when I'm just simply not. So, Mark, thank you for that great call. You brought up a couple great points and you helped keep me in line here. I just view, like Mark just said, I mean, I'm not calling for kinetic anything, folks. We're just dealing in reality. To me, it's an extension of the castle law, okay? If someone comes into your house and steals your money and steals your food and puts a gun to your head or your kid's head, you shoot that son of a bitch. But if they rob our country dry, if they come and steal everything from our country and take all of our freedoms, we're not supposed to act. Well, folks, it's going to come to your front door. Yeah. I will not become a nugget. I refuse to become a chicken nugget. I know what they're doing to us in that factory. And you know what, though? It's even sweeter. Again, folks, I'm just a realist here. Trump could turn out to be the greatest man in the history of the world since Jesus if he turns this whole thing around and saves the world. But I'm prioritizing, and I realize that fighting for America is more important than fighting for Trump. And at the end of the day, Trump controls his own destiny. So there's nothing I can say or do that's going to change what that man does. But it's almost better. It's almost better if Trump lets us down, because, as I said, this was never Congress's revolution. This was never the Supreme Court's revolution. You know what? Maybe it was never even Trump's revolution. It was always our revolution, folks. It was always our revolution.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. Mountain Patriot in Colorado, thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug that DNA Force,
I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell them for like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Now, let me just give you an idea of what a rigged economy looks like. And we used to stand against this stuff in America. We used to legally shut it down. Not anymore. Cowards run our country. You know, people are upset that InfoWars recently had to make some rearrangements, if you will, some remodeling. Some people considered it scaling back. If you want to call it that, fine. Folks, if we were allowed on YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, our audience would be tenfold, if not 20-fold, maybe even 100-fold what it is now. We'd be the number one show. All of our shows would be the number one show on YouTube with 250,000 people tuning in to each live broadcast every day. And that would drive our revenue margins up drastically. Well, they kneecapped us there. So we're totally independent operating now and totally independent as far as, you know, marketing and funding is concerned. That's fine. We expected that. We're not victims. We're fighters. So yeah, the New World Order is trying to kill us. That's not a surprise there. But you see, it's not about InfoWars. It's about all of us. No one will be able to operate in the new economy. No one. Unless you take your vaccine. Unless you say how good China is. I'm just stunned. And you know what's sad about it? And this is why I'm like saying, I mean, kind of tongue in cheek, but like for real, this is why I'm saying like, I need to leave politics. Because politics have divided us to such a degree that you can't even come together with basic common sense and basic common fact with somebody if they already know your politics. So like if you come into something neutral or apolitical or whatever and you just lay out the facts, then, oh, yeah, you'll probably get some agreement. Oh, but if you come in as a Trump supporter, some liberal will just say, oh, you're a Nazi racist, so no. And that's what they do. And now they do it intentionally. Now they do it intentionally. That's why they say men can have babies and there's 700 different genders and all of this crap. They don't actually believe that stuff. They just know that you actually care about truth and reality, so they just do it to rub your eye in it. That's all it is. It's just a petty, immature, childish act of annoyance and instigation is all it is. So that's where we're at now. Very fun, isn't it? Very, very fun. Let's go to Grant in Iowa. Grant, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Owen. Good to be on with you. Pretty much right there with you. Totally fed up. It's a ridiculous stimulus bill, preposterous, egregious, outrageous. You know, this is our economy that they just loot and pillage all day long so that they can fund themselves. They're usually scheduled, Congress usually scheduled 136 days a year, and you might have seen that they only have 101 days a year scheduled next year, which is like less weekend days than a regular working person gets.
Oh, yeah, they like barely even worked at all this year, and they gave themselves a raise.
And they got a raise. And new desk equipment. It's hard for me to even find a desk right now and pay cash for it with the supply chain issues.
It's crazy,
but,
man.
You know.
Yeah, you're looking for a $20 desk on Craigslist. Nancy Pelosi just got a $5,000 desk courtesy of you.
Yeah, yeah. So President alleged Biden, you know, I don't know what we're going to do with that guy. He's already selling us out to China. You know, both sides of the aisle sold us out to China with the tech worker visa bill. Amazon and Walmart and Target, Lowe's profits up hundreds of billions of dollars, and small businesses losing hundreds of billions of dollars. And, you know, you want to be a glass half full guy, but it really is getting more and more difficult.
You know, and go ahead.
Yeah, just the last thing. I think it's time for civil disobedience. And I joke around about this for 10 plus years, but I think it's time to stop paying our federal taxes. Just pay your state and local and just screw the federal government. You know, a couple months, you dry up the well and all the rats.
Well, and that's why I'm so desperate to get police on our page right now, because they're the law enforcement that'll be the stopgap to this. We shouldn't be obeying anything anymore. Nothing. Not showing up to court, not paying taxes, nothing. We're independent from all of this crap.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right.
Found Patrick Halley. You don't know where he's been. You don't want to know where he's been. And, you know, I'm not the one that originated this thought. I forget where I heard this. It was on a talk show, but I'll repeat it right now with Patrick Halley. You know, Patrick, Joe Biden was Barack Obama's vice president for 8 years, but I'm realizing something now. With the result of this election, clearly Barack Obama was holding Joe Biden back. I mean, clearly Barack Obama was dead weight on Joe Biden. I mean, Joe Biden is a political superstar, 80 plus million votes. I mean, imagine if Biden didn't have to deal with Obama all of those years. I mean, isn't that amazing? So think about that, Patrick. Obama was dead weight and he was holding Biden back all these years. We had no idea.
You know, it's incredible what you can accomplish when you don't know your own name or where you are.
Maybe I should try that. That's it. I'm going to show up. Oh, you know what? I shouldn't even say this. But let's just say I'll show up at a place of importance and be like, what? I'm where? I'm a who? What? Oh, what? Who? Oh, yeah, I have a vaccine. Who?
Yeah, well, Mr. Biden there, you know, he's basically selling the country to China. He's totally out of it mentally. His son is a crackhead who just, you know, steals money all around the world. And they're just total criminals. They're going to rebuild ISIS and they're going to try to, you know, ship guns to the cartels and all the other stuff. And it's just they're the worst people ever. They're like baby killing Satan worshipers. And they think they're going to get back into the White House. But I say no. I say President Donald Trump is getting a second term. I've been traveling all over the country in order to find the voter fraud. I found much of the voter fraud. I believe that Vice President Mike Pence is going to make the right decision on January 6th and help us win the Electoral College. I believe President Donald Trump wins the Electoral College on January 6th. I'll be there in Washington, D.C., and I'll celebrate his victory.
All right, bring us some optimism, because I've been real hard-headed and stubborn and black-pilled today. And you know what? I'm seeing all the new evidence of the voter fraud, where they switched 121,000 votes in Pennsylvania. They also discovered the algorithms in Georgia that rigged the votes there, and they're having hearings tomorrow. quite frankly, I'm just sick of all of it. Everybody knows Trump won on election night. Like, I'm sick of playing tiddlywinks with all this bullcrap. But tell us what you've learned and why you are so confident on January 6th.
Well, the reason I'm confident on January 6th is because we sent a big message with your attorney general there, Ken Paxton, and 18 states going to the Supreme Court, and then the Supreme Court letting us down, except for Alito and Thomas. And that really got the ball rolling. And when you have seven states that have now put forth a clean slate of electors, this is our project, a clean slate of electors. Therefore, constitutionally, Vice President Pence can make the right decision and choose the right electors. This is something that is up to the Republican Party. It's up to the American people. We're going to show our willpower. We're going to be there on January 6th in Washington, D.C. You can read about this strategy on nationalfile.com. It's called the Pence-Raiklin Maneuver, as Tom Papert reported. And, you know, we're pretty confident that we're going to win the Electoral College on January 6th. I want to thank Rudy Giuliani, Jenna Ellis, Sidney Powell, and everybody on the team.
Well, how pathetic is Brett Kavanaugh? I'm going to start calling him Cavacuck, or should we do Cuckinaw or Cavacuck? I'm not sure which one rolls off the tongue better. But I mean, seriously, the Democrats destroyed this man's life. They destroyed this man's life, made up lies about him raping women, okay? Alcohol abuse, all of these things. Now, I'm not saying that that's why Judge Kavanaugh should have voted in favor of Trump at the Supreme Court. But you'd think he'd have a little maybe gumption behind him to do the right thing. No, this guy lets the Democrats destroy his life and then lets the Democrats steal our election. Is Brett Kavacuck, cuck and all, the biggest cuck of all?
Well, he's not doing too good. You know, to get to that level, a lot of demonic stuff has to happen in order for you to get in the Supreme Court. You know, Ruth Bader Ginsburg was basically a demon there. She was like a pig demon, as Alex has said, on the Supreme Court all those years. And now, thankfully, the spiritual energy has shifted because she is no longer on the Supreme Court. But, you know, look, I think Clarence Thomas is a great guy. I know his wife. He's an amazing man. And Alito. And, of course, you had the late Justice Scalia with the pillow over his head. So, you know, it's tough to get our good people in there, but you know, I'm confident that President Donald Trump hangs on. I'm confident that the Trump revolution continues. Maybe we get a third party. Maybe we get something. But you know, we're seeing people all over the country taking it to the streets. We see in Montreal, Canada, basically the people shutting it down, saying enough of this lockdown, just like their friends over there in Paris, France. So all over the world, in real time, right now, we're watching a revolution. This is exactly what guys like you, Owen, have been trying to do for years. So I just think there's so much opportunity. There's so much love out there that I'm seeing from the people about patriotism and about what's really going on.
No, honestly, and that's my biggest thing is that I just get up here and I just spin my engine so quickly. I kind of just end up lapping myself in a way. But the truth of the matter is President Trump is more popular today than he has ever been as far as politically is concerned in his political career. Now, I've been extremely harsh, I would say, in comparison to my normal coverage of Trump today. I still think that that's fair. But you look all around the world. It doesn't matter what country you go to. It's the same thing. People love Trump and they hate Biden. I mean, it doesn't matter where you go, from China to India to France to Japan to the Koreas to England to Ireland to Australia to Brazil to Peru. Everywhere you go, they hate Biden. They hate Biden. And they love Trump. And this is, I'm telling you, because I have friends in France that from the beginning didn't like Trump. Then they were kind of neutral on Trump. Then they were lukewarm on Trump. Now they're like begging Trump to save the world. They're like, save us from the fake COVID. Save us from the globe. Like everybody gets it now. I mean, so you know what? And in a way, this is the Chinese and the Democrats stealing power from the entire world. They're stealing it from the entire world, Patrick.
And they know that we know it. And so that accelerates the speed at which they're going to try to start doing stuff to us, jabbing us with the Bill Gates needles and everything like this. but I'm not getting the vaccine. And people all over this world are coming together because it's so clear that good versus evil is coming to a head right now here in 2020. And I think it's angels against demons. And, you know, the demons are so pathetic in many ways because they're pathetical. They have to cling to politics. They have to cling to finance. They have to cling to, trying to shut down our businesses and put masks on us. All the pettiest, most disgusting behavior. We all hate these people, and nobody cares anymore. We're going into a new paradigm. That's going to fall one way or another. We just have to make sure it falls in a way that that you guys like you and I are ascendant and not AOC.
Imagine if you would have gone back in time. I mean, you know, pick however many years, 4 years, 10 years, 20 years, and you had a guy running for office and then fake president-elect, and he says, we're going to make you wear a muzzle, we're going to make you take a vaccine, and we're going to shut down your business. And all of a sudden, that's a winning message, they claim.
Well, it's really just about the most pathetic, disgusting people in our society inflicting themselves on everyone else. They want power over others. They're desperate. They're unhappy with themselves. They're morbidly obese. They're not taking care of their health. And so they want to project that onto us. And so Trump is kind of the ultimate troll against them because he's masculine. He's powerful. He's dynamic. He's patriotic. He loves this country. And so they think that taking him down will be a symbol that finally the Western civilization, the right way to do things, is going down. But it's not. It can't go down because it's based in goodness and righteousness. And what's happening on the left is just chaos. It's cheating. It's fake votes in the middle of the night. It's not going to stand. The people are not going to accept it.
No, you know what? Thank God for Patrick Halley today, because you know what it is, honestly? I've been on an ego trip for the last 3.5 hours or however long I've been on air here, where folks, I just want to see all these criminals and Satanists burn in hell, okay? But you know what? That's not on me. That's not my duty. That's God's justice. That's Jesus Christ. So I give it up to Jesus Christ. I give it up to God. And thank you for sending Patrick Halley to set me straight right here.
Christmas 2020 is here, but will soon be gone. But I want to encourage all of you to recommit the year 2020, and I'm talking to myself when I say this, to exercise and to treat our bodies better and to take high-quality supplements along with a nutritious diet. We got back in stock just a few days ago a big shipment of Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 you're going to find, also with vitamin K. These are essential vitamins for your immune system. And with everything going on in the world, it's important for all of us to protect ourselves. It's for children, it's for women, it's for men, it's for young, it's for old, it's for everybody. It's Winter Sun, sold out for almost 3 months, now back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com, because I want everyone to get it. Vitamin D3 is in high demand because people are learning how important it is. This is the highest quality you're going to find out there. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video. Theresistance.video.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness. And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality. Specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males.
Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The globalists and their minions want to play God. Chuckie Schumer, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama. You look at these sacks of garbage and you think, why do they hate humanity so much? Why do they love death? Because they hate themselves. They project their own disgust with their soul onto us. And once you understand that basic psychological point, every other answer is completely clear. That's why they hate InfoWars. We believe in humanity. We think you're beautiful. We think you're amazing. InfoWars knows you're fallen, but that you have God's potential that God gave you. Ladies and gentlemen, the great epic battle is now here. It's now upon us. I want to encourage you all to spread the word about InfoWars now more than ever, when the enemy hopes to shut down the light of truth. We know you're going to override these globalists. We know you're going to defeat them. I just want to salute you all for your action, everything you've already done, because God's on our side, and the globalists know it.
InfoWars.com/show.
All right. My favorite prayer over the years has become the Serenity Prayer. I think I need to say it right now. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. And I think it's that wisdom I've been lacking today. Because here's the thing, I'm not going to stop the pedophiles from raping and torturing kids. I'm not going to stop the politicians from robbing us dry. I'm not going to stop the Chinese communists from having millions of slaves that make all of our goods. Maybe someday there will be a man that wants to stop all of that. Maybe someday there will be a man that can and will. But that day is not today, and that man is not me, at least at this time. So it's pretty heavy to deal with this stuff, knowing how real it is. I just tend to overheat the engines. Like I said, I kind of just lap myself. But you know what? Patrick Halley brings me back down to earth today, so we appreciate that. Patrick, what else is on your mind right now? The robbery of the stimulus bill, what else is on your radar?
Well, I'm considering moving to Nepal and becoming a Sherpa, finding work as a Sherpa so I can get some of that U.S. stimulus money. You know, former presidents are getting about $4.4 million in this. I think $10 million is going to gender programs in Pakistan. We're getting
over
a billion.
Well, it's very important in Pakistan. They're not sure if they're boys or girls, right. So.
Well, yeah, Pakistani transvestites need our stimulus. I mean, I think that's what Mr. Keynes was talking about all those years. Look, they are draining us. This is the financial draining phase of the project here. They've demoralized us, as Yuri Bezmenov warned us about, and now they're destabilizing us. And the way they're destabilizing us is by taking all of our money. Bezos has made over $70 billion during this pandemic. Gates over $20 billion. We're over 19 million unemployed Americans. So, you know, what are we going to do here? We need to form a separate economy, separate from the insect people. The globalists can have the chain stores, and they're trying to guard the supplies now because you're seeing supply shortages. That's why, you know, you have to show your loyalty to the regime by wearing a mask in order to get at the supplies at Menards or wherever. And so we need to start forming our own economy. And yes, it's not going to be competitive for the first 10 years, but it's going to be something that we own. And ultimately, that's what we need to do if we're going to separate from these people.
You know, it's so funny. In a microcosm of that, I mean, if you wanted to be really black-pilled about all this, but see, now you understand why they went into Waco and killed all those people with Hillary Clinton. Because you can't do that. If you do that, then you've actually shown what a free market is and you can be independent of the system, and the system has to go in and literally kill you. So, I mean, that's just one example. But that's it. I mean, seriously, like if you really wanted to be truly a conservative about this, you would go buy land in the woods. You'd take your friends and family. You build essentially, I guess you'd call it a commune, and you just be farmers and independent ranchers, and you just live outside of the system because the system is coming down on you hard. Now, I don't want to do that. I'd rather live in the free country known as the United States of America. I'd rather have a free market economy for all. But, I mean, that's how bad it's getting now, Patrick. I mean, you joke. It's like, yeah, I mean, hell, I might as well move to Egypt. They just gave them $1.3 billion. I mean, I mean, a little chunk of that changed for me if I'm an Egyptian, right?
Look, they are going too far. They're overreaching and they're making very bad political calculations. Biden and Harris aren't going to go all in on a total communist takeover because they're too incompetent to be able to get it done. They don't even know. Nobody even knows how this big system works. And so they're just trying to take as much power as possible. But, you know, they're miscalculating because when you shut down the service sector, you're shutting down young people. You're shutting down people who like to socialize. You're shutting down everybody. You're shutting down especially a lot of black people. Anytime, you know, you go to a restaurant or something and it used to be like a cool black guy was the manager and it was always a fun place to go. And then all of a sudden it's some progressive white lady with the HR bug. Excuse me, are you wearing a mask? Well, I've already come all this way and I'm not, you know, killing people or getting killed. So can I just continue my journey? I mean, this has only been going on for a few months, but it's like a rapid HR insect people corporatist takeover. And that's what it is. They hate us and it's in your face.
See if you can hone in on that. This is a very challenging thing to do intellectually. I mean, they have to know that COVID is not going to kill them. Otherwise, they wouldn't be leaving their homes. And it's become such a politicized thing where they don't even care about the negative side effects of their faking of the pandemic. They love it because they hate us so much. I mean, how do you psycho-evaluate something like that? I mean, I understand the gross politicization of everything, but like at some point, don't they want to live a normal life too? Or are they just totally gone?
Well, they have billions and billions of dollars. And so, you know,
but I'm not even talking about them. I'm talking about the restaurant Karen. I'm talking about the Target Karen. Yeah. Like, I'm talking about the liberal commie that drives around in their car with a mask on.
It's really a Stockholm syndrome. Look, a lot of these women don't get any male attention. And so there's a certain personality type, usually on the female side, but I think we're all kind of victims of it, to want to feel sorry for yourself. And so you want to exaggerate how bad your life is in order to get people to feel sorry for you, to pay attention to you. And so when you don't have a man and you have to be the restaurant manager and you know that you're going to end up single and lonely and poor, you have to take it out on someone else. That's what this is all about. They want the attention. They want people to know how miserable they are. And we have to show them that it's Bezos. It's the bad guys. It's the globalists. They're the ones who are doing this to you. It's not the middle class white man. It's not the people who put their lives on their line to come on InfoWars to try to tell people the truth. We're trying to evangelize. We're trying to tell people it's time for all of us to come together against the select few demons who have used deception to try to push their BS pyramid, you know, Nephilim bloodlines, fallen angel bull that isn't even true, that they've all convinced themselves at their little Bohemian Grove torch ceremonies. Enough is enough of these people. I hate them. Everyone hates them. They're not going to remain in power.
You know, and that's really what it is. It's this desire to be a victim because we've created a victim economy. And so you have all these people that are, because it's easier to be a victim than be a success, to be a victor. It's much easier to be a victim than be a victor. And they've realized that. So they just figure, oh, I'm going to be a victim and I'll fake the pandemic and I'll make people bow at my will. But it really is Stockholm syndrome also at the end of the day, because, you know, they would never have an intellectually honest conversation and say that Bill Gates or Bezos is a good person. It'd go against everything they stand for, which is destroying the rich white male. So, I mean, it just shows how they're completely invested in the victimhood economy. Yeah. And that's why they don't care if the real economy crashes, because they want the victimhood economy. Oh, by the way, this is from House of Cards, correct?
Victimhood is their social credit score. Your income is going to be tied to your social credit score now because they're using the China model. We know how they're rolling this out. We've spent 4 years trying to prevent this. We're going to prevent this. President Donald Trump's going to win the Electoral College on January 6th. Patriots all over this country and the world are going to stand against these globalist tyrants.
All right. Well, from Patrick Howley to you, the audience, I like those words, and I hope he's right. But you know what? Just in case, I'm going to call up Bill Clinton and see if he'll take me to Bohemian Grove to do some devil worship sacrifice.
We are witnessing a perfect dichotomy of psychological warfare. The United Nations, the big corporations, the globalists, big tech and big pharma are all pushing the COVID is the most deadly thing in history, even though statistically it's a very weak flu or cold. But if you are deficient, then you can actually die from it. That's why you see somebody dying inside the nursing homes. Meanwhile, all these top scientists and researchers and former Pfizer head medical officers have come out and said that the COVID-19 vaccine, especially the mRNA ones, are basically bioweapons and are super deadly. And now they're having to resuscitate people that die, basically, when they take it. Just like newborn babies, they give vaccines. They have to resuscitate them all the time, or a lot of times they just let them die. And that's on the record, it does that. Guillain-Barre's, narcolepsy, cancer, all these other diseases. But they tell you, safe and effective. No one's getting hurt. It's a conspiracy theory. And then all the fine print says can kill you absolutely deadly. So they run from something that isn't dangerous towards something that is incredibly dangerous. Because the media says it's safe, they do it.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Just in time for Christmas, one of our best sellers, sold out for months, is now back in stock, Living Defense. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a next-level probiotic. It's not a bacteria that breeds in your gut. It's a whole bunch of known herbalist ingredients that are organic, that are documented historically to do amazing things for the health of your gut. What is in Living Defense? Back in stock, the ultimate stocking stuffer, the ultimate thing to put under the Christmas tree this year, and a great New Year's resolution as well. It's got the grapefruit seed extract. It's got the grape seed extract. It's got organic black walnut leaf and stem. Then the regular black walnut when it's green from the whole. Organic olive leaf, organic neem leaf, organic ginger root, and so much more. We're really proud of this formula. It's groundbreaking. It's been sold out for months. Back in stock. Natural Defense at InfoWarsStore.com. Makes a great stocking stuffer. Makes a great present. Makes a great present to yourself and your family. And it funds the InfoWar. So get your Living Defense now. 50% off with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com for Christmas and the New Year.
InfoWarsStore.com.
The Pope came out yesterday and announced a global government corporate alliance to redistribute wealth and create a planetary universal income, which, of course, the United Nations and global corporations will control through the apps on your phone and finally a chip under your skin. It's all now completely official, part of the UN Great Reset of the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab, all officially written about in hundreds of books by Schwab and Rockefeller Foundation, all the rest of them, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, it's here. And it only gets worse, like being fed into a wood chipper or a meat grinder, until you reject it all. And the rejection starts with realizing it's a spiritual battle, good versus evil, and stopping abortion. We must start valuing human life again. We must start saying that we are not expendable, that we are not disposable, that we are essential. Until we do that, we are all slaves. We must stand up and declare our basic God-given human rights now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show. Warning.
This broadcast
is not for the weak-minded.
It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Patrick Howley from NationalFile.com talked me off the ledge today, so we're keeping him around for another segment. We're going to get into some other news stories here. I found this to be funny. So I got this meme off the internet. It says, what Disney thought women wanted. And it was two strong female characters, Rey from the most recent Star Wars trilogy, and then this other one from I'm not even sure what. But it's powerful, independent, no-nonsense, strong, feminist women. Don't need a man. Of course, those ratings tanked. Nobody really cared about those two, I guess, as you would say, heroes. I don't even know who the other one is. And I would call myself a fan of Star Wars. But what did actually women, what did they really want? A space baby. Or as they called him, Baby Yoda, or as he's actually known, what's it? I think it's like Grogu. Yeah, Grogu. Grogu or Grogu? Well, either way. But it's not even about the space baby. Patrick, the real story here is women don't want strong, powerful women. They want babies.
Yeah, you know, I hear this a lot. And, you know, there are a lot of millennial progressive women who are promoted to be the management class in our society, and they're embarrassed about it. They're embarrassed to try to have to go over to Peter in his cubicle and scold him about his TPS reports. But the system makes them. The system empowers them because everything is just a psyop to just try to poke the eye of regular guys, of regular, mostly white guys, black guys too, you know, Mexican guys, obviously. That's why, you know, you see so many people voting for Trump. We're all just getting like poked in the eye by these losers. And, you know, millennial progressive women, they think that's going to be, you know, the demographic that manages all of this. And, you know, they act as like the social workers and the enforcers. But, you know, it's just not going to hold because they don't want to do it on some level. It's not, it doesn't come naturally to them, you know, and femininity is an amazing thing. It would be great if we had a society in which we had a proper matriarchy and we could look up to people like Nancy Reagan instead of Cardi B with the wet A P word, which is mainstream. You can go to Dunkin' Donuts. You see moms like jam. Yeah, the wet A P. And it's horrifying. Like we live in a dystopian nightmare now. No, and it's just worse. Vulgarity.
No. It's not. You have like the 250-pound mom in yoga pants with the 5-year-old daughter in yoga pants twerking at Dunkin' Donuts to Cardi B.
Oh, that was George Washington's dream for this country. Yes.
Oh, yeah. No. All right, that's enough. Stop messing around, Patrick. Let's get serious. All right, we know why the New World Order hates Bashar al-Assad. No, not just because he's a nationalist. He had a, we'll call it a monologue and a speech. Some of the quotes from it: neoliberalism is based on total moral degeneracy and separating individuals from any principles or values and affiliations and beliefs in order to reach this moral degeneracy. This is against human nature. Ever since humans made their own idols and gods, a child would instinctively belong to his family's religions. They contradict humanity itself. Neoliberalism now claims that a child is born and does not have a gender. The child chooses later to be male or female. Very strange indeed. Neoliberalism targets our humanity, and by doing so, it collides with religions because religions serve humanity, while neoliberalism separates individuals from their values. And, you know, aside from perceived truth or some might say perceived bigotry of al-Assad's speech there, I would view it as just real. You could disagree or agree, but it's still real. And I think the lesson that I learn here is what really the globalists hate. And it all comes out of China. They want government or political policy to become religion. So that's why they hate religion. That's why they hate creation. That's why they hate God. They want to become God. They want the state to become God, just like in China or any other communist country. Not the values of humanity based on a creator that gave us freedom and rights to live freely on this earth. I mean, to me, that's the real message here. They'll say it's, oh, bigoted against gays or all this stuff. I don't even think that's necessarily what he's saying, whether you agree with it or not. He's saying that neoliberalism is the removal of religion and the replacement with an indoctrinating ideology that's anti-human.
Right. They destroy people with drugs, opening up the borders. You know, the George Bush drug rings that brought, you know, cocaine and heroin and all this stuff into the country. And then they monetize it with prescription drugs. They crush us with just subverting every single value. Like you were saying it earlier, their agenda is not based on any kind of vision. They just make it up as they go along. And it's the opposite of whatever we've been doing for the last couple hundred years. And so that's what it is. It's just destruction, degrading everything, robbing us, and then subjecting the people to government tyranny and kicking them and thinking they're going to be too demoralized to do anything about it. So they use all of this stuff as poison. And even FDR would not allow college campuses the way they are today to be all over this country, radicalizing kids, taking money from parents who think they're, you know, oh, you need an education. It's just radicalization on domestic soil. And what you're going to see from Biden, God forbid, because I believe that President Trump is going to win on January 6th. But if Biden gets in there, what you're going to see is they're going to rebuild ISIS to take out Assad. They're going to destabilize the entire Middle East. They're going to accelerate the replacement of all white people in Europe and the United States. They're going to pass a mass amnesty. They're going to go for the guns. And so, you know, they're going to race really hard into what they're trying to do. But I truly believe that they are overplaying their hand. I really believe they're overplaying their hand because the financial system is so uncertain that if it starts to go down, these people are so cooked. They're so toast. The only reason they hang on is because they rig all the money. That's what we're seeing with the stimulus. But, you know, as the system starts to become unstable more and more, they're just not going to hold on. That's why they want a digital wallet so that they can type in how much money you're worth. And so, you know, as we talk about separating from them, financially separating from them, that's the real thing. That's what's really going to determine how we live going forward.
And that's an interesting battle. I know Bitcoin is like doubling almost every day now. I'm not saying that as an endorsement. I don't invest in Bitcoin. I don't trust it per se. People think, oh, I'm nuts. I prefer hard assets, or even at this point still cash, even though I know that's fake too. But, you know, I think it's funny too. Here's another part of the leftist liberal ideology that's just totally double standard and just shows how it's fake. They'll sit here and cry about Palestine all day long, right? Oh, Palestine. Oh, okay. But they never say anything about Syria's right to exist. I mean, you're 100% right. The globalists want Syria wiped off the map. They don't want Syria to be its own nation state at all. They want it to be absorbed by the Islamic Caliphate, and they want Assad out of power. They've been torturing that country for a long time now, but they don't care about that.
No, and they want an oil pipeline. They want to box Putin out of the European Union oil trade, so they want to build all these pipelines. And you have to remember that most of the Syrian oil wells, until Trump, were in the possession of ISIS. Okay, Trump took them for the United States. Now, is sleepy Joe Biden going to abdicate the best asset that we've actually gotten from, you know, 20 years of war, which is Trump taking the oil wells, which would have been very easy. Bush and Cheney could have done it on day one, but they wanted to keep it off the books with ISIS. So Trump took those oil wells. Just like with the nuclear weapons, that's a big asset that we need to figure out. You know, are we going to be able to take it? Or if we secede, is our side of the country going to be able to take these assets? Because we're the ones who got them.
Patrick Halley, nationalfile.com. Patrick, you got a new story you're working on? You want to tease here?
Yes. So look, I got the Biden campaign. I got a whistleblower on tape implicating these people in massive voter fraud in nursing homes. Biden campaign directly. We're going to be putting that up nationalfile.com tomorrow morning.
Yowza. But wait a second. Google told me there is no evidence of election fraud. Huh? It can't be.
Winter Sun has been sold out for months. It's now back in stock. It's the highest quality vitamin D3 you're going to find anywhere. You take it under the tongue for maximum absorption, or just put it in your mouth and drink it down. It's absolutely an essential vitamin, meaning if you don't have it and you have a deficiency from it, you will die. The system doesn't want you to know this. And they don't want you to know that they've lowered the allowance of what they claim you need every day to a level that makes you very, very sickly and easy to control. But now we have Winter Sum of vitamin D3 and vitamin K that helps it upload better and is also excellent for your immune system at InfoWarsStore.com. Sold out for months. I'm still going to sell it at 50% off because everyone needs it. Get it for yourself. Get it for your husband, your wife, your children, your neighbors, especially folks that work indoors and don't get any sun. It's absolutely critical to get your Winter Sun now available again at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, Winter Sun at InfoWarsStore.com is back in stock.
Merry Christmas.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
TheResistance.video. 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 Infowars.com, Newswars.com, Banned.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video, TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Banned.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link, TheResistance.video, TheResistance.video.
Webster's Dictionary has a very simple definition of terrorism. Other dictionaries have similar ones. Terrorism is the threat of force or actually carrying out force for a political or financial reason. It's basically scaring the hell out of people until you submit to them. And that's exactly what all this overblown COVID-19 garbage is. You see the headlines from CNN, ABC News. Doctors say it's worse than they ever thought. COVID more devastating than they could ever imagine. They told us that 2.5 million people would be dead just 8 months ago, within 3 months. Okay? It's 250,000 if you count all of the people that died of other things. We're talking 96% had comorbidity. These are real numbers. These are real facts. This is the Chicken Little event where we all run in our houses, never come out, and are taught we're not essential, while the big box stores and Amazon take over the planet. Rebuke it. Stand up against it. This is slavery. It is not something you can put up with and survive.
Infowars.com/show.
Here in the InfoWars War Room, I'm going to go back to your phone calls here, ladies and gentlemen. We still have everybody still holding onto the line, so I'm going to go to all of your calls. Sorry to those that dropped off in the wait while we had our guest Patrick Halley on. Do not forget about the Christmas sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Excuse me, InfoWarsStore.com right now. Folks, bulletin, news break, bulletin. In fact, is this still accurate? I'm not even sure. Can guys, I want to make sure this is accurate. Is it still, can you still get guaranteed Christmas delivery at preparewithalex.com? I get these new plugs every day. So I guess it's still available. Last day for guaranteed Christmas delivery at preparewithalex.com. The best deals on emergency food and water supplies at preparewithalex.com. And don't forget about the huge sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Up to 60% off top-selling, top-rated supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. And then deep discounts store-wide. And free shipping store-wide. The two products I want you to keep an eye on. We have Winter Sun Plus back in stock. That's the vitamin D supplement, the premier vitamin D supplement. Winter Sun Plus is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com and 50% off. And the elite flagship supplement, DNA Force Plus, back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That's probably the best supplement overall that we sell, in my view, just for all the different benefits with the telomere support. It is expensive because it is the elite supplement. It is DNA Force Plus back in stock, 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Okay, back to the phone lines we go. Let's go to Truth Dealer in Ohio. Truth Dealer, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, on that story you shared, if Stalin is the swamp and we're the beat-up chicken, then we better fight like that chicken from Family Guy.
I like that. That chicken never stops fighting, by the way.
Never. And how about that $600? Isn't it refreshing knowing who hates us in Washington?
I mean, how insulting is that? Again, I don't want to be like, I mean, believe me, folks, I didn't grow up with a silver spoon in my mouth. Pretty much I was financially independent right out of high school. So I understand that $600 can actually save people from financial ruin at times. So it may seem insignificant to some, but $600 could be, it could save somebody's month. But overall, it's insulting to cut you a $600 check when foreign countries are getting billion-dollar checks cut to them.
Right. But why bother asking Santa for anything this Christmas? The New World Order says you're going to own nothing and like it.
Yeah, I mean, why don't we just, I guess that's the answer. We should just form our own nation states and then just have the U.S. bribe us with stimulus money. Okay, this is officially the country of InfoWars Stan, and we demand $100 billion of stimulus. Now, racists.
I'm joining. I renounce my American citizenship. I'm joining. Let's
That's
do it.
Our population has just doubled. I want $200 billion in stimulus, or you're a racist.
Absolutely.
But think about this, too. I mean, it'd be one thing if they said, okay, this is going to be a world stimulus package. Okay, we'll bail out the world. No, they claim this is the American stimulus package, the American COVID relief, and then the Americans get like a booger flicked in their eye. Oh, no. Oh, here's a booger for dinner. Oh, thanks. Oh, it's a delicacy.
What, you don't like that? On a serious note, though, Owen, we're not going to quit, and we will not quit under any circumstances. America is the nation of Washington and Lincoln and Patton. If these people think we're going to give in to the communist crony Democrats or Black Lives Matter or Antifa, a bunch of unemployed ninjas, probably led by Carl the Cuck, by the way, we're not going to quit. We're going to keep the pressure on, and it's up to us, not Trump, to save America.
I completely agree. And, I think part of my frustration is just at a personal level where, it's just like when I look around at the media, it's just pathetic. And don't get me wrong. I mean, the Gateway Pundit, all star. The National File, total studs. Right Side Broadcasting, thank God. One American News Net. I mean, so it's like, there's some cavalry there behind InfoWars, but it's like, oh my gosh, it's just like this weird thing where I don't know. For so long, most of the burden of getting this information out has fallen on InfoWars. And it's not that I relent in that. It's that I'm afraid that the burden of saving this country is going to fall on InfoWars. And it's just not possible. I mean, there's just no way. This ragtag crew can do amazing things in media. There's no way we can save this country. I mean, if Biden gets in, they may come in here with guns drawn and shut us down. I'm not even kidding, folks. I mean... There's things that I have to consider and think about just going to bed at night.
But don't ever make them feel like you're alone. That's how they try and defeat us. We support you, too. We run our own channel as well. The last time we spoke, it was debate night, and you had said that YouTube, quote, found us, and they did. They purged us. So we've moved on to Rumble, rumble.com/truthdealer. It's important we support these new platforms like Rumble, BitChute, Parler.
Absolutely.
Stop playing. Yeah, stop playing on their playground. We don't know really what happened to Drudge. It's a shame, but he did have that prophetic interview on InfoWars when he showed up off camera and spoke to Alex and said that is their ghettos. What they've done with the social media platforms is just what they've done with all the inner cities. They've ghettoized it. They've shoved everybody into their ghetto where you have to play by their rules, where they take control. They've monopolized all internet use through Google and YouTube, and it's just the same why they want to get rid of the Electoral College, because then what? It's LA, Chicago, New York get to decide the fate for the entire nation. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, don't forget about the entire migration of Central America, too.
Yeah, exactly, and adding new state, adding Washington D.C. and Puerto Rico, and we know exactly what they're doing. We're
not
stupid.
But the Supreme Court that just stabbed us in the back again, they said, "Oh no, those people get to count for congressional seats." So I mean, Russia, if they wanted to, could send 1 million people over here into whatever state they wanted and boost that state's delegation if they, but the Supreme Court says that's okay. Trump can't stop that.
No, we're going to keep the pressure on. We're going to keep showing up in Washington. Call your local congressman if you can. We're not going to go away. And people, you got to stop supporting the big box stores. I shop at InfoWars.com and you should too. Alex Jones should not have to beg us for support. None of us have put it on the line like he has. And I've put up with some flack just from share. I mean, we all have, but nobody's put it on the line like he has. People, come on, it's Christmas time. Let's support him. If we lose InfoWars as a one of the tip of the spear voices in this fight, it's going to get so much harder. I've been listening since 2003. This man is the real deal. You cannot fake character. He practices what he preaches.
And we are far from perfect, but we are as real as it gets. You're 100% accurate there. And I think the people that have been around and met us, they know that. They know that we are with you. And, you know, what you just said about InfoWars resonates, and it actually is expansive, because the same thing applies to America. You know, there's this weird thing, and I won't even say that it's new audience members or whatever. They're just kind of just getting involved to really figure out what's going on in the world. But there's this weird notion, from ourselves included, I mean, I'm guilty of this too, that, you know, InfoWars is going to be here no matter what, or America is going to be here no matter what, or Trump is going to win no matter what. No, no, these things only exist through our will. These things only exist most of the time through a miracle of God. I mean, you know, like I'll have people, you know, friends or family, like today I'll do 6 hours of radio. They'll say, "Owen, how do you do that? It's impossible." I say, "Well, I mean, it's God. It's not me. It's God." That's not something I'm saying arrogantly. I mean, we couldn't do any of this without God. I mean, we're even lucky that America exists. I mean, the odds of America existing are almost just like you need a magnifying glass just to find it. Folks, the experiment of human liberty, the experiment of self-government is a revolutionary idea. It happens every day. Every day you have to execute it. It's not a given. It's not a granted. We believe it was given to us by God. That's ordained by God. But there are Satanists and tyrants that want to take your God-given rights from you.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right.
Mountain Patriot in Colorado. Thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while, and I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine. And it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell for like $300 a bottle, because there's a lot of expensive product in it, but it's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
Infowars.com/show.
The fight for the future is now.
This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
Don't forget your mask. Don't forget your face diaper.
Yeah, kiss my ass. Okay. Well. Got some other news here. Israeli submarine reportedly crossed Suez Canal in message to Iran as U.S. warships enter Persian Gulf. I forget what show I was on here at InfoWars the other day when I talked about, it was here in the War Room. Wildest thing. I met this lady who her son is, I'll just say, like, involved in the highest level of military activity. And, I mean, I had no way of checking it. I mean, I trust her word. She told me this, I guess that was on Monday morning, was that? And she was like, yeah, things are about to heat up there with Iran and Israel again in that region. So I say it's time for the U.S. just to withdraw from all of it and just, you know, be our own sovereign nation state. We don't need any of these other countries anyway. That's one of the biggest lies we're ever told. Oh, we need their this, we need their that, we need the this, and we need the workers, we need the oil, we need the trade, we need the that and the this and the da-da-da. No, we don't. We don't need them. They need us. And our stimulus bill just proved that. I mean, we pay all these people's damn bills. We protect all these people militarily. I'm done with them. What do they do for me? They send over all their vagrants. I'm not talking about the immigrants that come here to work. You know who we're talking about. All right. Let's go back to the phone lines. Steve in New York, you are on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. So you had three questions. I don't remember what they were.
How do you feel about the stimulus bill? How confident are you Trump gets four more years? And would you vote for Trump again in 2024?
I'll answer them in reverse order. No. Probably unlikely. And the first one, which is the first reason I called, was, you know, what is it? Thomas Jefferson's famous quote of, if the government fears the people, there's liberty. If it's the other way around, there's tyranny. This bill, by definition, should make people of all stripes show up at Washington with their firearms and literally arrest, citizens arrest, and people out. They're not our representatives, obviously.
Yep.
They're representatives of all these other countries, of all these other interests. I mean, $600?
No, exactly.
Let's be honest.
They put...
I live in New York. $600 doesn't do squat. That's not even two-thirds of my rent for a month.
I was going to say, you can rent a closet in Manhattan, if you're lucky, a broom closet for $600 a month.
Yeah, so I mean, that's my take on that bill. That bill is just...
No, but see, you just said it exactly. When allegedly our representatives are putting all these other nations first before us, then I am left to assume one thing. They don't represent us at all.
Yeah, and it's a sad day that we've lived to see it. I mean, my dad, I'm a late bloomer millennial, so my dad is actually from the 40s. And, he's like, wow, we heard about this stuff growing up, but my God, I never thought I'd live to see it.
Well, and I made a kind of maybe an unfair attack on boomers earlier on the Alex Jones show. It wasn't meant, I was just pointing out a fact, but it implies like what you're saying. It's like, I mean, I used to talk to my dad about this stuff and he thought I was nuts. I mean, he thought I was nuts for supporting Trump. He thought I was nuts that the government was that corrupt, that we were just like a hairline fracture away from being totally broke. But it's like, yeah, I mean, it's all here now. There's no denying it now. Here you go.
Here's the one other quick thing I wanted to throw out there.
10 seconds.
That vaccine is going to cause the second coronavirus. Remember the animal study, challenge study that caused the animals to die after they were vaccinated with
But now they're testing for the new COVID strain. There's a new COVID strain too, so they're going to need a new COVID vaccine.
The post-industrial world. That's what George Herbert Walker Bush signed on to at the Rio de Janeiro Agenda 21 conference back in 1992. Now they've launched Agenda 2030, which is a post-industrial world. Klaus Schwab of the Davos Group, Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, they're all on record saying the Great Reset is Agenda 2030. Well, you might want to find out what Agenda 2030 is. It is the destruction of society as we know it. It is making the population poor by design so we can be controlled with a medical technocracy over you and your family. They're destroying civilization, rebuild it in their dystopic image. We are fighting this at InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. We are fighting for a pro-human future, and we need you to get the facts, to research it, and share it with others, and join the fight. God bless you. Visit us, spread the word at InfoWars.com.
I wonder if we'll ever know how corrupt Jaina Haspel really is. She was either blatantly corrupt when she was working out of the London offices or blatantly inept for letting all of this happen in front of her. And now as the head of the CIA, she has no idea what's going on. And Barr says, no, nothing happened at the CIA under the Obama years. Nope, nothing to see here. Clearly covering up for Haspel. So, it's just crazy. We're going to go back to the phone lines. We're in the final hour, by the way, of the InfoWars War Room today, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Remember, the Christmas Super Sale is live right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And free shipping store-wide right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So, we hope that you will do your Christmas shopping with us at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of free shipping store-wide and double Patriot points with every order. Okay, let's go back out to the phone lines. We have an anonymous caller calling in from Planet Anonymous. Go ahead, Anonymous. You're on the air.
Hi, yes. I'm calling from New Jersey.
That is an anonymous planet. Go ahead.
First and foremost, I just wanted to say That my thoughts and prayers go out to you and the InfoWars family all the time, especially when you guys took the road trip across the United States to go to Washington. So thank you very much for doing that.
Well, thank you. You could be very much responsible for keeping us alive, quite frankly.
Oh, thank you. I also wanted to say that I support you guys because, you know, for small businesses, it's very rough now. So I bought most of my Christmas presents from InfoWars.com. So I, you know, tell the audience to please support you guys because you guys do a lot for.
Well, God bless you. Here. I mean, you literally are our heart. You're our lungs. You're our liver. You make us function.
Oh, thank you. And thank you guys, because I know like now it's very, very hard for a lot of families to even come together. And I just want to give a shout out to my Florida family because they're also InfoWarriors. And you guys have also been a big, big part of the awakening because a lot of families are divided due to the, you know, the political aspect, the religious aspect of what's going on, especially in 2020. So I also want to say thank you so much because our family is also due to you guys are InfoWarriors. So they're not like thinking I'm a conspiracy theorist. And I, just like you guys say, do your research. That's what I tell my family. So thank you guys.
Well, you know, it's a weird thing. And I give all the credit to our audience, but like, you know, we go on these trips or we go to DC and it's like being in the best rock band, except nobody wants you to play on their stage. Because they're like afraid of you or afraid of the competition or something. And then the people that will put us on the stage, they get the biggest, loudest cheer when InfoWars comes up. And then they're like, whoa, okay, this is good. We should interface with you guys more. Or we have to go set up our own, you know, stage away from the other stage and we just take the whole crowd with us. So it's a really weird thing to be on the actual ground level of InfoWars. And I mean, like we walk through these things in DC and it's like the freaking Beatles, man. I mean, But it's like all the people that organize this stuff, they don't want to interface with us. So it's like, are they corrupt? Are they controlled opposition? Are they jealous? Are they afraid of competition? So it's a really weird thing. But again, you, the audience, pull us through. You, the audience, keep us on air. You, the audience, motivate us and pray for us, and that keeps us going. So it said here on your thing, your topic there, a preacher predicted Trump would win. Are you talking about Kim Clement?
Yes. Back in like 2013, then he also repeated it again on 2015.
Yeah, and he died in 2015, right?
Mm-hmm. Shortly after, yes.
Yeah, I don't know if his predictions, you may know this, did his predictions ever get into like a re-election or 4 years versus 8 years? I don't recall that.
Two terms.
Okay.
But he didn't say back to back. So that's like where we're like,
Well, I'll be honest. There's no two terms for Trump if Biden gets in. Folks, we're not having any other elections. You can forget about it.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just being real. I'm not trying to, this isn't me being a pessimist. I mean, let's just be honest. They just stole this election from us right in front of all of our faces. What makes you think they wouldn't do it again? Of course they would. So there are no elections after this if Biden gets in. There's none.
Yeah, that's where we're like kind of scared. But he was like saying how two justices were going to have to step down due to the embarrassment and all the stuff that was going to come out. A lot of corruption was going to be spoken about. So I feel like a lot of his preaching is coming to fruition. And I just see it like a David and Goliath. You know, everybody thought that, you know, David wasn't going to defeat Goliath until the end. And that's where I'm hopeful. Like, we do see a lot of things going towards Trump, but maybe, just maybe, he needs that one little stone to throw to the...
Yeah, to hit David right there in the temple or between the eyes and knock him over, to hit Goliath, excuse me, in between the temple or in between the eyes and knock him over. Yeah. If folks are wondering, and by the way, thank you so much for the call. If folks are wondering, Kim Clement was a preacher who, I mean, pretty much to a T. It's really weird. You can find the compilations on YouTube, or they may have removed them. They probably have the full sermons, too, where Kim Clement basically predicted everything. Now, I mean, you can think of that what you want. I'm not making any claims about it. It's just out there. It's true. A lot of people find it very eerie. Obviously, again, everything the guy said pretty much came true. So if you're interested in finding out, the guy's name was Kim Clement, but he is dead now. Yeah, there he is right there. Kind of looks like maybe Alex Jones's cousin with long hair, doesn't he? I tell you. Hippie Jones. Oh, my goodness. You know, though, well, let's not go there. I don't want to get too existential here today, but there's definitely something to prophecy. There's definitely something there. Let's go to Clayton in Indiana. Clayton, you're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
Okay, it is very important. We all must order as many whistles as possible, and we must distribute them to our neighbors. We can call these the Liberty Whistles, but this will help us protect each other. And if we share them, we can start to love each other. I have a way to unite all of us. I am a descendant of William Henry Seward. William Henry Seward was an abolitionist, and he was Secretary of State for Abraham Lincoln. I got my destiny robbed from me thanks to the war on drugs. So other than going there, I still carry the spirit. And I'm here to tell you, I know how we can unite. The basic principle of this whole systemic racism is that the liberals are calling us what they are. And I will tell you what it is. They are calling people of color minority. That minority is not a color. Minority is one's view. To call a person of color a minority is racist. If you want to live free, you are the majority. We must grow our local community, and we must unite through Christmas cheer, pass these whistles, and learn the physical alarm system for our neighbors. And there is an enemy. I can define it for you. China has captured our agencies, and our agency's proxy army is COVID. And I will tell you right now, we must learn the chant.
And by the way, the Epoch Times just came out with a new story either tonight or last night or today about all these American institutions, because they came out with a list of Chinese communist agents across the world, many of them in huge U.S. corporations.
The best product, I'm not supposed to be biased, but I'm going to tell you all now, if you haven't tried TurboForce, you need to try it. I've tried TurboForce with everything. Sometimes, you know, I went a little bit crazy. I put TurboForce in my coffee. That was a crazy week. I don't remember sleeping, but as far as the products go, TurboForce is my favorite, and all the InfoWars products are down to taking control of your life, taking control of your health, not relying on other people to do it for you. Nobody wakes up in the morning and thinks, I'm going to give that person over there a better life. I'm going to wake up today. You know what? I'm going to spend my entire day trying to make that guy over there healthier, happier, and richer. I'm going to make sure he gets a Ferrari and a girlfriend. I don't think that happens very often. It's never happened to me. I've never had anyone knock on my door and said, Tate, you're such a good guy. How can I improve your life in every single way? There's only one person who woke up and thought that, and that was me. I woke up and thought, you know what? Okay, I want to take control of my life. I want to take control of my health. And that's why you need to go to InfoWars.com, take control of your health right now, and support the resistance. Don't buy into the groupthink. Don't drink the Kool-Aid, drink the Turbo Force. Kool-Aid's bad and the Turbo Force is good.
Imagine a dystopic novel or a dystopic science fiction movie where if you've had a cold, you can be locked up in your home, you can be taken away, you can be forcibly inoculated with drugs that masquerade as vaccines that actually change your very DNA. Well, that's where we are in the year 2020. Global government, the United Nations, all these authoritarian groups admit they're doing it. They even admit that they're doing it for power and control, and that they're not even worried about COVID-19. That's what Klaus Schwab and others have said. Think about how insane that is. Oh, and big tech's got to track you. They've got to trace you. They've got to control you. You've got to have apps to leave your house. Why? You've got to have secret police come disappear you, because, my God, this thing has 0.1% chance of killing you if you're debilitated and have cancer or a heart attack. This is their takeover. Imagine on America's death certificate, killed by the fear of the common cold. Yeah, that's fear-mongering. That's mind control.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
You must guard your humanity. You must guard your children's humanity. You must guard the very genetic code of the planet. The globalists have set themselves up as the guardians of this world. But they are the ones that are overriding every genetic system and poisoning the planet. They are the ones that are now engaged in genetic takeover of every human on Earth through the GMO crops. And now they've moved on to their main target, humanity, with the mRNA vaccines, which are not vaccines. They are recombinant DNA from aborted, cloned fetuses who are then inserted into your genome to take over your body's systems. Go read the actual inserts for the mRNA vaccines, and then remember, you've been warned. This is the equivalent of an alien takeover. Whether it's interdimensional, whether it's little green men, the globalists are acting like another species that's overtaking us and overriding us. It's all the same in the end.
InfoWars.com/show.
Souls, cleanse our spirits, Lord, as we enter this new year, as we enter the Christmas season. Refocus us, Lord, re-energize us, Lord, and lead us to victory, please, God. You know, we're doing politics here at InfoWars, mostly political news coverage, debate. But I think it's sad that, and really this just comes down to the fact that the average leftist, the average liberal, the average Democrat is just a disingenuous a-hole. I'm sorry to say, it's just true. Because there is no reason, there is no reason why we, the people of all shapes, sizes, colors, and creeds, can't come together to denounce and decry the slaves in China. And there's no reason why we, the people of all shape, color, size, creed, can't come together to renounce the child sex trafficking and rape that is systemic in our country as well. Except there is a reason, because leftists, liberals, and Democrats are disingenuous a-holes that will never admit anything wrong goes on in communist China because they're communists at their bottom line. And they'll never admit to the pedophile networks because then they'd have to go after a lot of people they consider their own ideologically. So, you know, I may be an a-hole, but I'm not disingenuous. And so, honestly, when you see certain things, folks, you can never turn it off of your head. And I'm not even saying I've seen anything exclusive, but I mean, you can go look at the documentaries on the Chinese slave labor. You can go look at the documentaries on the pedophile networks. It's all there. It's something you can never unsee. Like, people get freaked out when they see these documentaries about, like, they never eat meat again. They see, like, a rotted chicken that gets served at, you know, a restaurant or something, or, like, a rotted cow. Folks, humans have been eating rotten food forever, okay? Nothing new about that. You know, we think that we're so different than the rest of humanity because we've got all this technology. No, we're really not so different. We've been eating rotten meat forever. Humans used to eat off the same plate their entire life with their hands that they never washed. So somehow they survived to get us this far. So eating a rotten chicken shouldn't cause you to never want to eat meat again because you saw it in a documentary. But it's like, we should be able to go watch the documentaries on the Chinese slave labor and be like, I'm never buying anything made in China again. I denounce Chinese communism. I denounce communism. It's deadly. It's slavery. We don't do it. There's all kinds of documentaries out there on the pedophile networks. If you want one that's really going to shock you to your core, in fact, I debated just playing it all on air, but there's specific reasons why I'm not going to. But if you go watch the Mouthy Buddha documentaries, totally banned everywhere else, but you can find them on BitChute and maybe Rumble too. Honestly, it's the most unbelievable hardcore documentary work you'll ever see into the pedophile networks. It's all there. The names, the faces, the connections, the images. So, I mean, be warned. But it's like, hey, I can sit here and fight for America all day long, and that's great. I love America. I love self-government. I love independence. I love this experiment of human liberty that we are having so much success in for so long here that we have to save. But, you know, it's just, it's kind of a thing where the left wants to bring up, oh, slavery this, slavery that. Say something about the million slaves in China with the death camps. Oh, it's so hard, you know. Oh, it's so hard if you're gay or a transvestite or whatever. Oh, no, no, it's not. How about for the children that get kidnapped? How about for the children that get raped and put into porn and tortured and murdered for fun? You know, I didn't mean to go on that rant, but I have to bring things home and back to reality every once in a while here on the show, because we cannot forget this. We cannot forget about the innocent children that get trafficked and raped every day. And I mean, you know, it's like that should pain all of us. We shouldn't sit here and forget about the millions of slaves in China every day. Many of them get murdered for their organs, harvested every damn day. But Apple, I love Apple. I got a new Apple iPad. I got a new Apple. I got the new phone. It's got 39 cameras made by 39 slaves. 10 of them are dead. Tim Cook's gay. This is a big thing they just wheeled over you. Tim Cook has a million slaves. I got news for you. Tim Cook had more slaves than any white man in America has ever had combined. Tim Cook has millions of slaves probably making his products at Apple. Oh, maybe not millions. Maybe it's only 100,000. Oh, okay. Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Let's take a phone call here. Let's go to Alex in Nevada. You're on the InfoWars War Room. Go ahead.
What a joke, Owen. Every week, I'm like, all right, you know, I'm done. I'm fed up. I can't take anymore. And then another week comes, you know?
Yeah, I know. Yep.
And then I wake up on Monday, and I'm like, oh, yeah, time for another round of craziness. I'm almost at a loss for words, man, but I'm so pissed off with everything. I mean, I'm here in Nevada. I've been going to the state capitol every Saturday for the last 3 months. I've been going to the governor's mansion pretty much every other Saturday. I go from the state capitol. I walk up to the governor's mansion. I'm yelling. I'm screaming. I'm starting to sound like you and Alex Jones now. My voice is just always shot because I'm just always screaming on the weekend.
Yeah, I can hear that.
I'm trying to do everything I can, but then I get so frustrated because there's so many people who are either willingly blind or unwillingly blind Or, you know, I talk to people who are like on board, like, oh, yeah, no, I totally agree. This is all BS or, you know, whatever. I'm like, all right, well, come help me on Saturdays. Oh, no, you know, I got a lunch on Saturday. I can't. Oh, I got something with my friends on this. I'm sorry. Or like when people drive past me when I'm out on the street and they roll down the way like, oh, thank you so much for what you're doing. I'm like, well, there's room right here if you want to come out and help me. Like, we can use all the help we can get. We need more people. This isn't enough people. Like, it's nice that we get like maybe 100 people. If we're, you know, about 100, but we need like 10,000 people out there. And I'm getting so frustrated to the point where every Saturday I am fighting, and I mean, I am genuinely fighting the urge to kick in that door and drag out that governor and tar and feather him out in the street in front of everybody. I am so.
He's saying politically. He means politically.
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 Yes, politically.
Politically.
So sick of this, man. I'm so sick of it. And I want to know, where the hell are all the men? Because every time I go there, majority of the time, honestly, is all women.
Anybody listening to my voice can simply search engine the term Davos Group, Technocracy, or Technocrats. You will get Klaus Schwab and Jean-Claude Juncker and all the New World Order globalists like Xi Jinping saying that they no longer want elected leaders over governments, that they want businessmen, technocrats over it. And that's who Klaus Schwab is. You might want to look into the guy that says they've launched the COVID-19 lockdowns to bankrupt you and make you poor. You might want to find out who this supervillain is. But you see, he believes, because he's hidden it in plain view, and you're not speaking out against it, that he has a right to do it to you. You might want to find out who he works for. He works directly for Prince Charles. He developed, since the 80s, the plan for global sustainability. That means worldwide neo-feudalism, in his own words. So you might want to find out how he talks about using vaccines to sterilize you before you take those shots. You might just want to find out who this villain is. All right.
The year 2021 is almost here. And so we're launching our New Year's specials right now. We've got two different big sales. We've got Supermel Vitality, Turbo Force, and Ultra 12, part of the New Year's Resolution Energize Pack, 40% off. Then we've got Bodies, Vaso Beats, and Knockout, part of the New Year's Resolution Revitalize Pack at 40% off. But if you get both of these packs together, they are 60% off with free shipping and double Patriot points. The best deal ever. I want to thank you all for your support and encourage you to go to InfoWarsStore.com today and take advantage of this. And you can't lose, because it funds the InfoWar. Again, get the great products at InfoWarsStore.com and fund the second American Revolution worldwide at a time that it's more critical than ever. Again, the year 2021 is here, and I am committed to you to fight against the globalists harder than ever. So thank you so much for keeping InfoWars in the fight. Without your support, we couldn't do any of it.
The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. The Resistance.video. Infowars.com. Newswars.com. Band.video. And hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at theresistance.video. Share the link, theresistance.video. Theresistance.video. This message is not for our regular listeners who are informed and understand about the value of essential vitamins and minerals, meaning if you don't have them, you die long term. It's for new listeners. The power structure works around the clock to try to debilitate you and try to make you sickly. Please research, because this is life and death. Vitamins that are essential and minerals that are essential. Just type that into a search engine. You will see the top universities, CDC, all of them telling you this. But you won't see this on the nightly news, because they don't want you at the big pharma companies to understand how to protect yourself to a great extent from what's going on in the world on a routine basis.
We now have back in stock Winter Sun, the highest quality vitamin D3 with vitamin K for your body's immune system. Back in stock, sold out for months. It is essential, it is vital, and it is 50% off, so you have no excuse but to get it for yourself and your family. Winter Sun, back in stock, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
We are in a war for America. This is the War Room.
Woo-hoo! You're darn right.
A couple headlines before we go back to your calls. From Newsmax, White House wants to ease approval of gene-edited meat. No, thank you. From Bloomberg, we're never going to mine the asteroid belt. And this is all about how NASA and others are trying to mine asteroids, essentially land a spacecraft on them and mine them. Maybe the dumbest thing I've ever heard of. And so I'm wondering if maybe we're not being taken advantage of here. Be pretty easy, wouldn't it? Oh, we're exploring space. I need $100 million. Oh, okay. Well, what'd you find up there? Well, I don't know. It's space. But I need $100 million more. Mine the asteroid belt. Give me a break. Like, do you believe China's back on the moon? And if you do, do you know that China said they're on the moon to collect rocks? Yeah.
We went to the moon to collect some rocks and some dust.
Yeah, sure you did. Sure you did. Hey, but NASA got another 100 bill, or was it 100 mil? I don't know. NASA just cleaned our pockets again. California DOJ police swarm man's home after he attempts to register a firearm with them. This is from InfoWars.com. So that's what you get for trying to obey the law. A Texas transplant who moved to California and attempted to lawfully register a firearm had his home searched by what appears to be eight or more officers from the California Department of Justice who came with a warrant. You have a gun, sir. You're a direct threat to yourself and everybody else. But that Black Lives Matter protester that attempted to murder a guy by running him over with his car, he gets no charges. So just remember, folks, just remember, the next time you get in trouble and the police approach you for anything, just say, Black Lives Matter! Black Lives Matter! Black Lives Matter! And the police will just shuffle away like magic. Because they know it's not going to hold up in court. And if you do happen to make it to court, you stand up in front of that judge and you say, Black Lives Matter! Black Lives Matter! Black Lives Matter! It's your out. That's the ace card. Thank you, liberals. Thank you, phony racist liberals, for giving us the get out of jail free card. Black Lives Matter. In fact, maybe that's what I'll do is, I'll just get in front of the judge and just say, hey, judge, Black Lives Matter, man. Whoa, Mr. Schroyer, I apologize. You know what, Mr. Schroyer, I didn't realize Black Lives Mattered, Mr. Schroyer. I'm sorry. You're never going to see this again. That's right. All right, final callers here. Let's go to Icon in Oklahoma. Icon, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know if China's on the moon to collect crack rock, but I know that Hunter Biden's here to collect it.
No, you nailed it. China is on the moon to find a new crack rock because Hunter can't get high off the Earth rock anymore. He needs the moon rock.
Facts.
You just cracked the code, man.
Just crack the code. Yeah, get it. Anyway, if I hear another jabroni talk about 2024, I'm going to slap him, bro. If our votes don't matter right now, what in the hell makes anyone think they'll count in 2024?
Seriously, isn't it one of the most low IQ things you've ever heard? That's why I'm so perturbed by getting emails from the Trump team about it. Now, I don't know if Donald Trump has anything to do with that. They claim he's saying that behind the scenes, that they lie about that all the time, too. So I won't take that for its word. But seriously, you just said it. Anybody who comes up to me and says, well, Trump 2024, jabroni, they just stole your election. You think they're going to let Trump in 4 years from now? Give me a break. He's going to be in jail probably.
Right. It doesn't matter if you would vote for Trump again or not. In jail or not, this is it right here. You really think they would let anyone like Trump back in that is anti-establishment? They will never make that mistake again. It'll be swamp creature versus swamp creature, CFR choice candidate versus CFR choice candidate from here on out, and Tulsi Gabbard, everybody's bae right now. She's a CFR choice candidate, by the way, so don't fall for it. She's just right twice a day.
You said Tulsi Gabbard?
Right the rest of the time. Right, yes.
You know, I have a weird instinctual gut that doesn't trust Tulsi Gabbard, even though on the surface she does a lot of great things I agree with, and she seems to be at least a fair Democrat, fair liberal from the Democrat side of the aisle. I don't know what it is. It's just some weird gut instinct. They'll probably say I'm a bigot against women or something. I don't know.
No. Trust your gut, because I've done my research on her. Don't trust her. And what makes anybody so sure that Congress is going to do the right thing and give Trump 4 more years? The same Congress that just passed the foreign pork bill 92-6, that Congress? That's who we're betting on?
To six. Oh, I love AOC.
What, oh, my gosh. This stimulus bill is awful. We can't do this. This is the worst thing I've ever seen. I will refuse to sign this.
AOC, here's the stimulus bill. By the way, you get a raise. Oh, of course. Oh, yes. Oh, of course. I got it.
Right. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of the fantasy crap. Listen, there will be no Insurrection Act, as Robert Barnes said. I agree with him. I'm not trusting any plan because plans change. I don't want to hear any more riddles. I never liked the Riddler. You are right to be blackpilled right now, because that's the reality of the situation. But hey, if Pence and some senators pull their balls out of their wives' purses, we may have a chance.
Ooh.
You just can't bet on a corrupt government to cleanse itself of corruption, though.
Oh, man, I felt that from here.
If anybody's just thinking that I'm being negative, no, I'm not. I've actually got a whole song out about it.
No,
it's called Two Terms, Stop the Steal.
It's absolutely true.
Icon OKEE, Two Terms, Stop the Steal, available on all platforms. Go listen to it on YouTube if you want to get away from everything for a minute. But I'm telling you, the reality of the situation is we might lose this the government route. It may come down to we the people having to pull them hammers out and get down and dirty.
By the way, Tulsi Gabbard voted for the stimulus bill too, didn't she?
No. She voted. She said that she voted.
I'm sorry. She abstained.
I guess.
I thought it was only the six Republicans. Did any Democrats not sign it? We'll have to look that up. Icon, thanks for the call. Okay, Gabbard did oppose. So I mean, look, like I said, I mean, I don't know. It's just an instinctual thing, probably because she's a politician more than anything. I just don't trust any politicians. All right, final caller. Let's go to Bryce in Idaho. You got a minute, Bryce. Go ahead.
How about that stimulus check, though? Big round of applause for people that get paid by our tax money.
Yeah, in fact, you know what, guys? I'm gonna write the crew a stimulus check right now. All right, so go ahead, Bryce. Keep talking.
I just think it's funny that they change all aspects of life, and then people who actually do get up and go to work 40 hours a week or more just get spit in their face. And without us, the people, there wouldn't be a government. To me, if you think that they're going to do anything for us at this point, it's actually quite funny to think that.
Well, Bryce, I'm cutting my stimulus checks right here. The InfoWars crew is going to get $1. The Young Turks is going to get $1 billion. And CNN is going to get $100 billion. So
yeah,
there's the stimulus check.
Don't forget to give yourself the raise.
There, oh, yeah. You know what? I will give myself a raise, too. Owen gets a $1 trillion raise. And you won't see a dime of that because it's mine. Mine! Thank you for the call, Bryce. Yeah. Thank you for the call. We'll be right back.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, man?
Is this the guy that called in about Living Defense?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I've been trying to get a hold of you since Monday when I heard you got that fresh shipment of Living Defense in from Utah. I said, man, I got to get on that show and give him an update. I said, if I ever get a chance to be on Alex Jones' show, I'm going to tell the world about Living Defense and what it did for me personally. Now, look, I'm 64 years old, going on 20, thanks to the InfoWars store products. And by the way, I bought $800 worth the other night, so I'm doing what I can, brother. So what my contention is, why don't we start this new year off right with everybody getting a couple bottles of Living Defense? Now, you got to follow that up with the Micros VX. I learned that.
So it's like God working is so amazing. We didn't know. We didn't screen your call. We had no idea. And I go to you a year later, and you're here telling people about Living Defense. Living Defense. Living Defense. Mountain Patriot in Colorado. Thank you for holding.
How you doing, Alex?
Man, I'm just working as hard as I can. We're in such a critical time, brother. How are you?
I love you, man. I want to make a quick plug. That DNA Force, I love it. I've been using it quite a while. And I just went, looked at the ingredients again the other day, and I see that it contains quercetin, which, according to some published studies that Dr. Merkula has cited, is an ionophore similar to hydroxychloroquine, and it helps channel the zinc into the cells. So people might want to take a look at that.
All I know is with DNA Force, we went out and looked at these high-end products that they sell through doctor clinics that aren't prescription, but the doctors sell for like $300 a bottle because there's a lot of expensive product in them. It's really only cost them like $50. And so we basically cloned two different top brands together, and that's what produced this. So thanks for the plug.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Just in time for Christmas, one of our best sellers, sold out for months, is now back in stock, Living Defense. Now, ladies and gentlemen, this is a next-level probiotic. It's not a bacteria that breeds in your gut. It's a whole bunch of known herbalist ingredients that are organic, that are documented historically to do amazing things for the health of your gut. What is in Living Defense? Back in stock, the ultimate stocking stuffer, the ultimate thing to put under the Christmas tree this year, and a great New Year's resolution as well. It's got the grapefruit seed extract. It's got the grape seed extract. It's got organic black walnut leaf and stem. Then the regular black walnut when it's green from the whole. Organic olive leaf, organic neem leaf, organic ginger root, and so much more. We're really proud of this formula. It's groundbreaking. It's been sold out for months. Back in stock. Natural Defense at InfoWarsStore.com. Makes a great stocking stuffer. Makes a great present. Makes a great present to yourself and your family. And it funds the InfoWar. So get your Living Defense now. 50% off with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com for Christmas and the New Year.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Where the hell did this water come from? Huh?
Where did it come from? Where did it come from? Where did it come from? Where did it come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Final segment of the War Room here. It is breaking now. Sources from the Vatican are saying that Pope Francis is to be stepping down before the end of the year. Wow. Boy, that could be a indicator of a major shift change. Maybe the pedophile networks are getting brought down. Well, here's to hoping anyway. Man, that is a major development should that be the case. Also, the president continues to have Oval Office meetings with leaders in the GOP, governors, lawyers, IT experts, and other such things. Not much is leaking out of those meetings. In fact, quite frankly, you're probably getting the most intel from what's happening in those meetings right here on InfoWars with some of our guests who won't admit that they're a part of it, and then others who will, like Patrick Byrne. So that is all happening, folks. So I hope that the president is really doing this and he's sitting these people down and just saying, look, you know, here's the what for, here's the how to. Are you with me or not? You know, won't hold it against you if you're not, but if you're not, I need you to get the hell out of my office. I have work to do here. So I hope that's what's happening. I hope that's why the president is essentially dormant for all intents and purposes right now. And then we'll see what happens with Pope Francis. They're saying he's going to, it's being said he's going to step down. All right, ladies and gentlemen, remember, InfoWarsStore.com to do all your Christmas shopping. InfoWarsStore.com. We have a big special, 50% off Vitamin D, Winter Sun Plus, 50% off DNA Force Plus, top rated top sellers at InfoWarsStore.com, plus free shipping store wide. Programming note, I will be hosting the Alex Jones Show tomorrow, and we will have a guest host here on The War Room. In the meantime, here is Rand Paul and Josh Hawley, two of the great people in our Congress.
It's been alleged that 60 courts have refused to hear these cases. Therefore, there was no fraud in the election. I guess another way of looking at this is that the court cases have been refused for procedural and technical reasons. When you see the 60 court cases rejected, do you think that's a conclusion by our court system that there is no fraud, or do you think that the court cases were primarily rejected for procedural reasons?
Right. Senator Paul, it is my understanding that the vast majority of these cases were rejected for rightly stated procedural reasons, as opposed to a merits-based or substantive-based evaluations. That, you know, the argument is, I think, quite reasonable. And I think others think it's quite reasonable that at least the matter should have been heard under the original jurisdiction. I think that's a key example.
Yeah, and I think it's important, though, that we look at this and understand what courts are saying and not saying. The courts have not said there wasn't fraud. The courts just simply didn't rule on or hear from the fraud. I do think there's an important issue here, though. The fraud is one aspect of this, and I think courts have historically been reticent to get involved in elections and to look at fraud. But moving forward, we've got to change the rules or reevaluate our state rules in order that this doesn't happen again. We can't just sit by and say, we're going to let it happen again. There is another important aspect to this, though, that is a legal aspect that I think does need to be heard by the courts. And I don't know if it can be heard beyond the election, but I think should. And this is the question of whether or not people who are non-legislators can change the election law. And this happened in many, many states. Probably two dozen states decided to accept ballots after the election. Two dozen states decided they could mail out applications or mail out ballots, all without the will of the legislature. Do you think there's any hope for any of this being heard, Judge Starr, outside of the concept of changing the election? Is there any possibility any court's going to ever hear this and say that it was wrong that secretaries of state changed the law in the middle of this pandemic without the approval of the legislature? Or do you think there's no hope because it's mixed up in electoral politics? Judge Starr.
I think there is a possibility because this issue may return in light of the use, this unprecedented use of mail-in ballots. And the concern that is a bipartisan concern, again, the Carter-Baker Commission, that we need to look at these issues. And the Constitution is very clear that it is the prerogative of state legislatures to determine what these rules and laws are. And that was, I must say, flagrantly violated in Pennsylvania and perhaps elsewhere as well.
Yeah, see, I think the legal question there is a very easy one to decide. I think even as a physician, I can figure out that the Secretary of State cannot create law. Chairman, as we go on with this, I think it's important that we not stop here. A lot of the laws that have to be confirmed and I think reaffirmed are state laws, so it's not in our purview. But the state laws are set, and then we have federal elections. So what we've heard about what happened in Wisconsin, what happened in Nevada, I think is absolutely true, and we have to prevent it from happening again. I think state legislatures will need to reaffirm that election law can only be changed by a state legislature. So I think there's a lot of work to be done. While we will not dictate it to the states, I think we should have hearings going into the next year, hearing from state legislatures and what they're going to do to make sure election law is upheld, not changed by people who are not legislators. And we do have an interest in that. I don't want it to be federalized. Many on the other side of the aisle would just soon federalize it and mail everybody a ballot, and we'll have this universal corruption throughout the land. But what I think we need to do is keep it at the state level. But we can't just say it didn't happen. We can't just say, oh, 4,000 people voted in Nevada that were non-citizens, and we're just going to ignore it. We're going to sweep it under the rug. So the courts have decided the facts. The courts have not decided the facts. The courts never looked at the facts. The courts don't like elections, and so they stayed out of it by finding an excuse, standing or otherwise, to stay out of it. But the fraud happened. The election in many ways was stolen. And the only way it'll be fixed is by, in the future, reinforcing the laws. And the only last comment I would say on what Mr. Krebs, and he can speak for himself, but I think his job was keeping the foreigners out of the election. It was the most secure election based on security of the internet and technology. But he never has voiced an opinion. He's welcome to today on whether or not dead people voted. I don't think he examined that. Did he examine non-citizens voting? So to say it was the safest election, sure, I agree with your statement if you're referring to foreign intervention. But if you're saying it's the safest election based on no dead people voted, no non-citizens voted, no people broke the absentee rules, I think that's false. And I think that's what's upset a lot of people on our side, is that they're taking your statement to mean, oh, well, there was no problem in the elections. I don't think you examined any of the problems that we've heard here. So really, you're just referring to something differently is what the way I look at it. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I just want to say how important it is that we're having today's hearing. Let me just give you an example why. Yesterday, I was talking, I'm from the state of Missouri. Yesterday, I was talking with some of the constituents back at home, group of about 30 people. Every single one of them, every one of them told me that they felt they had been disenfranchised, that their votes didn't matter, that the election had been rigged. These are normal, reasonable people. These are not crazy people. These are reasonable people, and who, by the way, have been involved in politics. They've won, they've lost. They've seen it all. These are normal folks living normal lives who firmly believe that they have been disenfranchised. And to listen to the mainstream press and quite a few voices in this building tell them after 4 years of nonstop Russia hoax, it was a hoax. It was based on, the whole Russia nonsense was based on, we now know, lies from a Russian spy. The Steele dossier was based on a Russian spy. After 4 years of that, being told that the last election was fake and that Donald Trump wasn't really elected and that Russia intervened. After 4 years of that, now these same people are told, you just sit down and shut up. If you have any concerns about election integrity, you're a nutcase. You should shut up. Well, I tell you what, 74 million Americans are not going to shut up, and telling them that their views don't matter and that their concerns don't matter and they should just be quiet is not a recipe for success in this country. It's not a recipe for the unity that I hear now the other side is suddenly so interested in after years of trying to delegitimize President Donald Trump. So suffice it to say, I'm not too keen on lectures about how Missourians and others who voted for President Trump and now have some concerns about fraud, about integrity, about compliance with the law, should just be quiet and that they are somehow not patriotic if they raise these questions. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable.
Let's put safeguards in place, but one of them is let's eliminate practices that are so prone to fraud and abuse.
And I think that's just the very beginning of what we should do. We should also make sure that poll watchers from both parties can be present at all times, that there are eyes on ballots, cameras on ballots at all times, that there's signature verification requirements that are mandatory, that there's mandatory reporting requirements about where we are in the count, where the states are, so the states just can't go dark for days at a time. All of this stuff ought to be common sense. There is no reason we should just shrug our shoulders and say, well, fraud happens all the time, you know? No big deal.
It is a big deal.